Eddie Crouch, thank you so much for talking to us. Vice Chair of the British Dental Association, thank you so much for talking to us. Just a couple of seconds now to talk to Mr. John Holmes about what's happening on his show.
I've always been suspicious of dentists for that very reason, because, you see, it's not in their interest, is it, to have us having healthy teeth at all. So I think when you go for a checkup and they go, I got a hole there, and they're jabbing about with a thing, they're making holes. That's what they do. All
when your
of them.
Dentist jabs about with the thing, what does that refer to? Do we need to get legals in?
Yes.
No, okay. And what's going on in your show? We're already over time, so we may as well just
McGuinness.
Push it. Yeah. But breaking news, Martin McGuinness is still dead, everybody.
He is still dead. I checked just before I came on air. And he is dead. So if he comes back to life, we'll be the first to report it.
Absolutely. You're not waiting a day to say nice things about him for 24 hours? Because I didn't bother waiting.
Oh, God, no. No, I've got a lot of stuff about terrorism.
Excellent. Yeah, funny that. It does come up, doesn't it? Mm. That's Mr. John Holmes coming up after 1 o'clock. Sounds like a ball. Give away meat. It's much more fun.
Oh, we do that as well.
Oh, OK. This is Talk Radio. I'll be back with you at 10 o'clock tomorrow morning. Do stay tuned. Have a great day.
Talk Radio. Talk and entertainment across the nation.
Talk Radio.
Give it some lift.
Jet2 Holidays offer so much more than just a holiday. It's 2 to 5-star hotels. It's transfers, a rep service, and a huge 22 kilograms of baggage included. It's daily flights to amazing destinations like Alicante, Faro, Ibiza, Malaga, and Mallorca. It's the holiday you've always wanted. And new from this summer, you can go direct from London Stansted and Birmingham. Book now with just a £60 deposit. Jet2 Holidays. Package holidays you can trust. Atoll protected. Subject to availability and conditions.
Alice's peacemaking cupcakes.
I've never been good at saying sorry. I just had a massive row with my stepmom. It was awful. I said some things I didn't really mean, and I wasn't very nice. So I'm making my caramel cupcakes. She loves caramel. We both do. And I suppose nothing says sorry like a chocolate cupcake. Filled with caramel and sprinkled with extra chocolate.
Find Alice's peacemaking cupcake recipe online or in store. Food Love Stories. Brought to you by Tesco.
At 8:30 p.m. on Saturday, the 25th of March, millions of people across the world are coming together for WWF's Earth Hour. And it all begins with the flick of a switch. 1 hour where the world turns off their lights. 1 hour to show your support for our beautiful planet. 1 hour that connects us all. Sign up now and join hundreds of millions around the world for WWF's Earth Hour. Saturday, the 25th of March at 8:30 p.m. Search WWF to find out more.
Selling is just as easy as buying on eBay. List your items for free and only pay when you sell. So there's never been a better time to get on eBay. Private sellers only. Conditions and exclusions apply.
And it's all change in the new season of Formula One on Channel 4. With new rules, faster cars, wider tyres, louder engines, fresh rivalries, quicker laps and closer races.
Race into the unknown. Formula One starts this weekend on Channel 4.
Let's talk about you. The I'll walk tomorrow you. Mm. The go on, please. I'll have a second helping you. The give us a minute, love, you. The heart disease you. So how about the enough is enough you? Start the fight back to a healthier you. Join over a million people who've taken the One You Health Quiz. See how you score. Search One You.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Talk Radio. For those about to talk, we salute you. Talk Radio.
Yes, it is. Good afternoon. Good Tuesday afternoon, just after 1 o'clock. I'm John Holmes on Talk Radio. Look, here's Victoria. She's got the news.
Thanks, John. Coming up, mixed reaction to the death of Martin McGuinness. Brexit summit announced and ticket touts are slammed.
Talk Radio.
Tony Blair says Sinn Féin's Martin McGuinness's legacy is as a man of peace. The former IRA commander who went on to become a key part of the peace process and then deputy first minister has died at the age of 66. Former Tory minister Lord Tebbit's wife was paralysed by a deadly IRA bomb in Brighton in the 80s.
He feared being prosecuted. Like most terrorists, he was a coward through and through. And he took the coward's option.
MP Michael Gove has told Talk Radio he can't be dismissed as a terrorist.
I think the difference between Martin McGuinness and someone like Adolf Hitler is that Adolf Hitler died unrepentant and evil, and Martin McGuinness, while he'd never fully repented, I think, his earlier activities, had certainly sought to move away, genuinely, I think, from a terrorist past towards a peacemaking future.
The European Council will hold a summit on April the 29th to discuss its position on Brexit. It'll be exactly a month after Theresa May invokes Article 50, which triggers the start of the UK's exit from the EU. A grooming victim in Rotherham has waived her anonymity to campaign for those who were abused to be pardoned for their criminal records while they suffered. Sammy Woodhouse was targeted when she was 14. Unite Union General Secretary Len McCluskey has accused Labour's deputy leader of living in a world of skullduggery, smears and secret plots. It's after Tom Watson warned his party's future was at risk from left-wing supporters of Jeremy Corbyn. And Viagogo has been criticised for not turning up to an inquiry into online touts. MPs are talking to reps from the music industry and gig websites about how to stop fans being priced out of going to concerts. Ed Sheeran's manager Stuart Camp has told the House of Commons Select Committee a concert for the Teenage Cancer Trust have appeared on the site for thousands of pounds.
Next Tuesday we're playing a Teenage Cancer Trust show at the Royal Albert Hall. Tickets range from, I think it's £40 to £110, and there are tickets going for over £5,000 on Viagogo.
And how much of that money was going to the cancer charity?
None of it.
Talk Radio National Weather.
Feeling colder, some sunshine and wintry showers. The heaviest will be in the north and west with highs of 10 degrees. What are you doing, John?
Nothing, I'm just enjoying the weather.
Do you want to do the weather from now on?
Do you want me to do the weather from now on?
Well, it's one less job for me to do, isn't it?
You are. Did you... that was interesting. What did Tony Blair say?
He said that Martin McGuinness's legacy is as a man of peace.
That's interesting, because that's coming from a man whose legacy is a man of war. There's an irony. Right, okay, there's a programme on the... How are you today, by the way? Are you still jet-lagged?
Yeah, I can't sleep properly.
No?
No.
No.
Mm. Yeah, how are you today?
Fine, thanks.
Good.
So... I wonder how Ben is. Let's find out. Hi, Ben. Oh, no, wait, you won't answer me because it's pre-recorded. Hi, Ben. No? No, it's still pre-recorded. It's Ben with the pre-recorded sport.
Talk Radio Sports Update.
Hi, Ben.
I'm Ben Fletcher. Yeah, good afternoon. Yeah, afternoon. England goalkeeper Joe Hart's been told not to return to the Premier League next season by one of his predecessors for club and country. Hart's currently in Italy, loaned out to Torino by Manchester City. Former England and City keeper David James told TalkSport Hart's better off in a foreign field.
I think Joe's made that step. Like I say, if you look at the England squad at the moment, he's the only player who's playing abroad. And he's doing well. You know, Torino's a tough gig for anybody, it has to be said, and they are doing well, or he's doing well there, and therefore he's showing that he's got the qualities and capabilities of playing abroad.
England are away to Germany in tomorrow night's friendly, live over on TalkSport. Hull have appealed against the red card shown to Tom Huddleston during Saturday's 4-0 defeat at Everton. Should the club fail with their appeal to the FA, he'll serve a 3-match ban. Finally, the favourite for this year's Grand National is out of the main event at Aintree next month. Trainer John Joe O'Neill says Manella Rocco is absolutely fine, but they're aiming for the Gold Cup next year. That's the latest sports news powered by TalkSport.
Thank you very much, Ben, there. Thanks, Ben. Ben? Ben? No, it's still pre-recorded. Right, OK, Tuesday, let's do it. Let's do Tuesday. Let's do a Tuesday.
Talk Radio.
Face to Face, a Voices Nationwide poem by me, Sugar J. Poet. I heard someone say that we are the most lonely society in history. Immediately I scoffed, looked at my 4-inch movie screen for how can you be lonely when everything can be done with a tap or a swipe? Just because you can, it doesn't mean you do. Often the more you can, the less you're inclined to do. It's a funny kind of ruse. Imagine there were no phones, no Facebook, no such thing as online. You'd probably find the time to meet for a cuppa and a schmooze. Strange that. I like my internet connectivity, but it shouldn't block my interconnectivity, so I try and combine the two. I'll send a message, tell a friend, put the kettle on, bruv. I'm coming round to see you for a knees up and a brew.
Technology is great, but sometimes face-to-face is better. That's why we continue to invest in our branches. 14 million members building society nationwide.
Previously on the John Holmes Show.
Good afternoon, it's Talk Radio in the afternoon. Yes, I am Deputy Labour Leader. You don't think there's any need for moods anymore?
Plus 50p booking fee.
There is Dr. Piers Crispin.
And then this American guy.
I thought she was a maid.
Sperm. There can be only one, in the words of Highlander. Rum Chunder.
Was the man dead?
What other holiday stories have you got? Paid intern Cornelius.
Who we nicknamed the Messiah.
And in the next bit of the programme, we will be rattling...
There's a reason why I'm obese.
Dry, dull, disconnected.
Surrounding, quote, offensive material. As a father who can dance, my sperm has remained with me.
And you open the door and you step inside. We're inside our hearts. This is your life. Good to the last drop. Doesn't get any better than this.
John Holmes.
The radio is one of the outstanding developments of the 20th century.
Radio.
This isn't a seminar. This isn't a weekend retreat. Nothing is static. Everything is a ball.
Who are you?
John Holmes.
John Holmes.
With no power comes no responsibility.
There.
Talk radio.
When I am mounted on a giant twist of a feminine nature.
Top of the morning to you. Top of the morning. Top of the afternoon to you. So it is. A little bit of Irish again there for you. A little bit of Irish. To commemorate the passing of Northern Ireland's former Deputy First Minister and murderer, Martin McGuinness. Many tributes paid to him today. Of course, he was the people's terrorist. Although we should be careful to point out that calling him a terrorist, which is what he was, is perhaps what gave Martin McGuinness his power. So we've been asked to refer to him as so-called Martin McGuinness. Like the Islamic State thing, you know. It just devalues them. Sort of takes away their power and authority. That's the reason behind it. So-called Martin McGuinness. Of course, he did much for the peace process, as we've been hearing all morning. He did a lot for the peace process, so-called Martin McGuinness, largely by making sure that there was violence and war in the first place. And to get a peace process out of that, of course, he got a peace process out of it by bombing and kneecapping all those people and then kidnapping them from their homes and torturing them and murdering them. And that ensured there was a war process, didn't it? So... without which, there would never have been a Good Friday Agreement, as there would have been no need for it, due to the fact that there would have already been peace, so... So-called Martin McGuinness might have helped the peace process, but was also largely responsible for the war process that meant there was even a need for a peace process in the first... Politics is complex. Anyway, just to make things clear, then. Anyway, hello, it's Talk Radio in the afternoons. I am John Holmes, hello. And this is the bit that's between 1 and 4 o'clock. Welcome, by the way, a special welcome to you if you are a child listening today. And maybe you're not at school because you've had the afternoon off to go to the dentist. I'm very much in the news today. All of your teeth are falling out, child. Up 24% of children's teeth all falling out because of sugary diets. Of course, the statistics on the removal of teeth was much higher, for example, in Ireland in the 1970s and 80s, and that's because so-called Martin McGuinness would order the removal of people from their homes, wouldn't he? Extracting them from their families, and they would disappear, never to be seen again, along with their teeth. So technically, the removal of teeth was higher by the IRA, so... The former IRA commander, so-called Martin McGuinness. History there. Anyway, why don't you open up and say, ah, as we poke around in today's show to see what's in it. Headline hijack certainly is. Victoria's got a mouth as well. It's this one.
This mouth.
Not only does it have teeth in it. But also the news at 2 o'clock. You knew what I was going to say then, didn't you?
Move on.
Okay. We'll also have a made-up news story, and we'd like you to supply it at the 2 p.m. bulletin, please. It's then there's a number for it, 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word.
Any word you like. It's headline hijack. The lines are open. Make up a news story. It's fake news writ large and celebrated on this programme. And Victoria will say your made-up lie as a fact at 2 o'clock, thereby confusing the people who aren't listening to this bit of it. There is also a diversity paper review on the way as we continue our quest to be the most diverse programme in broadcasting, in all of broadcasting. Today, Kyle is coming in to look through the papers with us, and he's English, Caribbean and Welsh. So that's three diversities in one person. Well, that's those boxes well and truly ticked. As today's big stories tackled via the robust medium of Japanese poetry, I mean, it's the obvious way to address them, really. Analysing current affairs via the rigidly controlled syllable expressionism of short-form Oriental verse. It's the news in haikus, and it's on the way. Work experience punditry. We drag a work experience out of the office and put them on the radio to review something. Today, Anil is here to round up this week's new music on Tour Radio. There's the big debate at three. We'll give a helping hand to another Kickstarter project by inviting its hoper and dreamer onto the radio to promote it later. Maybe you're one of them. Maybe you want to crowdfund and you want to beg for coin, if so, to fund your hope and dream. Why not get in touch with us? Because you could come on the radio and talk about your Kickstarter. The number's the same, 8722.
Start your message with the same word.
Right. Yes, that's right. At Tour Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with again, anything you like.
Maybe you've got an idea for a new kind of animal that you want to build that's half crocodile and half shih tzu, the dog, the little dog. And you want to call it a croc... Oh, no. Whatever your idea is, get in touch. There's also games afoot. Well, specifically a game, of course. It's a first-person shooter game on the radio. We invite you to play Call of Duty Black Ops Infinite Warfare later. Register your interest to play. The number again, 8722.
Start your message with the word talk.
Oh, you can use Twitter at Tour Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you like.
It could net you a meat-based souvenir. A souvenir of your time spent with us on the radio. Chicken, beef, lamb. Those are your choices. Or a box of organic veg. Why?
Because they're not racist.
That's right. Or sausages.
Because it's a Tuesday.
Let's be clear, it's not a competition and it's not a prize. It's a game and a souvenir. We also bring you hot guest action today. Comedian Jeff Norcott. He claims to be Britain's only Tory comedian. And he'll be in flogging a tour or something. That's today's PR exercise dressed up as an interview. Ginger Dave is not producing today. Not today. Ask Broadcast, though, is through the glass. She is through the
miserable window.
Fine, she's turned up eventually. Here she is. Hi, Cass.
What do you mean?
Nothing. Hi. How are you? How are you today?
Fine.
Good. She's like, I tell you what she's like. She's like one of those happy cats that you see waving in a Chinese restaurant window. You know, you see that little cat with its little paw going, except she's like that. Except, yeah, like that. Except with tattoos and the demeanour of a mood hoover. Marta's on the buttons. Hi, Marta.
Hi, John.
Victoria's like a news virgin. Thanks. Touched for the very first time by current affairs.
Thanks, John.
Yeah. Paid intern Cornelius.
Yeah, what?
Any food in your shoe today?
No. I'll tell you what, my lunch did again leak on my hard drive. Look, there's some juice from my sweet chili chicken noodle
juice
salad. But overall, the damage much less. Don't even warrant a big wash, which I did, of course, do my bag yesterday, and I have seen that I've left quite a reasonable stain on the carpet here.
That's correct, yes. And Paul Ross before you. But different. So Cornelius there yesterday, if you're not aware of that, he accidentally spilled all coleslaw in his shoe and spent most of the show cleaning it out. Anyway, enough of that. For the big story of today needs to be discussed, and to get us to today's big story, we do, of course, need a music. Work out the clues, the musical clues, and see if you can work out what today's big story possibly could be.
Oh,
the sound of U2 on Talk Radio. And the battle's just begun. But why would we be playing that? What possible reason would we be playing the political anthem Sunday, Bloody Sunday on the radio? And mother's children, brothers, sisters, well, of course, it links to today's big story. We know that. That's how it works. It's the musical segue that gets us from the menu to the first discussion point. That's how the radio works, my friend. Cornelius, I can see you beavering away there. I mean, it's a tricky one today, this, God, isn't it? I mean, what could it be? What could it possibly be? Yeah.
Well, I'm going to presume that you're trying to throw me off this, or basically down the wrong path. So I'm going to say it's something to do with Brexit, maybe.
Yeah.
I don't know why.
Bono.
Oh, Bono has two O's in his name.
Yeah.
As does a European country.
Which one?
You can work that out.
Yeah.
And we're leaving. Europe.
Nope.
Yeah. I've got it. It's the UK inflation rate leaping.
Yeah.
To 2.3% because banks are closed on bloody Sundays.
Yeah. No, it's the death of Martin McGuinness. An informer once said that Martin McGuinness had told him that he, Martin McGuinness, had fired the first shot that led to the total event of Bloody Sunday. Martin McGuinness said he made no secret of his past while not really admitting it publicly. So we ask the question. Martin McGuinness dies. Should we be celebrating him as a peacetime politician or as a dirty, nasty terrorist? So-called Martin McGuinness is what we're going to have to call him from now on, of course, because like the Islamic State, it takes his power away as a terrorist. So we'll be talking about so-called Martin McGuinness next on Talk Radio. We're going to need a guest to do that. We need Asprod Cass, who resides like a spider in a web of hate through the glass, and she, like a spider,
that's not fair.
She eats after mating.
I think it is fair because John's terrified of spiders, so I'm happy with that.
She's more like a worm under a rock of misery.
That's it. Could you get us a guest, please, Cass, to talk about so-called Martin McGuinness?
Okay.
Thank you. It's Talk Radio in the afternoons. We'll talk about Martin McGuinness next. I'm John Holmes.
Talk Radio. Digital debate for the UK.
Talk Radio.
We'll get you talking.
Taking care of business on Talk Radio with Exporting is great. If you're a small or medium-sized business owner, you can't afford to miss Talk Radio's expert guide to exporting. From market research to resource management, logistics to local lingo, get essential advice on expanding your product or services overseas. Taking care of business on the Paul Ross Full Set Breakfast on Talk Radio. Take the next step towards exporting. Visit great.gov.uk. The demand is out there. You should be too.
Have I got PPI?
Want to know if you've had PPI? Find out with our free PPI check. We had claimed about PPI in the past, but it turns out there were some lenders we hadn't checked. The service Stanton Fisher provided was absolutely brilliant. We didn't have a lot to do, and the results spoke for themselves. We received over £2,500. So text CHECK to 80800 for your free PPI check.
Have I got PPI.com?
That's CHECK to 80800.
Writing job descriptions, managing candidates, setting up interviews, hiring's hard. But Indeed.com makes it easy. Post your job, organize candidates, schedule interviews. All on the UK's number one job site. And with more people in the UK using Indeed than any other job site, easy works. Find your next hire at Indeed.com today. Terms, conditions, quality standards and usage limits apply. UK's number one job site based on total unique visitors to Indeed.com.
Thanks, Wilbur. At British Gas, we want to celebrate the continued loyalty of our customers, which is why we kept our standard variable tariff unchanged through the winter. Now we're going one step further by extending our price freeze. And that's not the only thing. We're creating a rewards program that saves energy, money, and hassle. If you're not a British Gas customer, visit our homepage to find out more. British Gas, helping you look after your home.
Let's talk about you. The I'll walk tomorrow you. The go on, please. I'll have a second helping you. The give us a minute love you. The heart disease you. So how about the enough is enough you? Start the fight back to a healthier you. Join over 1 million people who've taken the One You health quiz. See how you score. Search One You.
Talk Radio, traffic and travel.
Two lanes are closed on the M6 southbound, junctions 19 to 18 in Knutsford because of an accident, so delays towards that. The M1 north's heavy near Rugby, junction 17 to 18, the lane's out on the main carriageway, and the exit slip at junction 17 onto the M45 is closed as well. Cambridge is eastbound A14 through Brampton, slow after early problems around junction 22. Through Bishop Stortford in Hertfordshire, the Haddam Road, the A1250 is closed because of an accident, and the London Bound M2 is busy because of a breakdown around junction 6 for Faversham. I'm Jarena Adams.
Ice cream, chocolate ice cream, nutty ice cream with sauce, with sprinkles, to share, to not share, ice cream for mum, ice cream for pudding, ice cream with pudding, ice cream after dinner, after ice cream.
Right now, there's a third off our irresistible chocolate ice cream at your local Co-op. 500ml, now £2.33, was £3.50. Subject to availability, see in store for details. Offer ends 28th of March.
Greetings, Earthlings. We come in peace. We wish to communicate with your leader.
I'm Howard Hughes. Join me this Sunday night from 10 for a trip into the outer limits.
Untwist the lid on Talk Radio's specimen jar of the psychic, the supernatural, and the simply unexplained.
The Unexplained with Howard Hughes. Sunday night from 10, Earth Time. On Talk Radio.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
And we'll get you talking today about today's big story. Yes, good afternoon, Talk Radio. It is Tuesday. I am John Holmes and so-called Martin McGuinness. We are refusing to call him just Martin McGuinness this afternoon. We're calling him so-called because, like the so-called Islamic State, it removes his power as a terrorist. So, so-called Martin McGuinness has died aged 66. Now, tributes have poured in, of course, as we've been hearing, not least from those who remember his partnership in later years with his sworn enemy, Ian Paisley. So-called Martin McGuinness was a Catholic IRA commander. Ian Paisley once stood up in the European Parliament and declared that the Pope was the Antichrist, so they didn't exactly see eye to eye. But they bonded during the 2007 power-sharing agreement between the Democratic Unionist Party and Sinn Féin. Of course, they were nicknamed the Chuckle Brothers. Now, that is a reference, presumably, to the violent past of Paul and Barry Chuckle, who presided over the East End of London in the 1960s, of course, with their reign of terror. Paul and Barry Chuckle, the Chuckle Brothers. Extortion threats, the murder of rival gang members. The Chuckle Brothers, of course, famously killed Jack the Hat McVitie in an East End pub, cutting his head off and throwing it to each other over the bar. To me, to you, to me, to you, they'd shout, and they. And that became their deadly catchphrase. But so-called Martin McGuinness has died, and on the line to talk about him to us is Fergal Cochrane. He is Professor of International Conflict Analysis at the University of Kent. Fergal, good afternoon to you.
Good afternoon, John.
Good afternoon. So, okay, what sort of man was he then?
Well, a complex man. I think also someone who changed in response to the changing circumstances he found himself in. So, At one point, he was an IRA leader who denied the right of Northern Ireland to exist. And then he moved into being a politician who became one of its greatest statesmen. So there you've got the yin and yang of the individual.
Yeah, well, that's right. But it's interesting, the tributes today, of course, a lot of argument, but certainly a lot of, as it would be given the subject matter, but a lot of conflict, if you like, on both sides, because Lord Tebbit has come out and said that he regarded him as a coward, of course, and the only reason that he went into broker a peace process in the first place was he was frightened of being arrested for murder. So that's the route he took. That's Lord Tebbit's take. Other people are saying, well, you know, no, maybe he was doing it for honourable reasons. So I mean, what would be your take further?
Well, I think the point is, you know, he is a divisive figure, partly because because of the previous roles I've just described. So it depends really on whether you're a glass half full, glass half empty type of person, and if you've been scarred by the conflict itself, then you know you may take a particular perspective on it.
Yeah.
If you look at the Colin Parry versus Norman Tebbit perspectives, they demonstrate the difference between whether people are sort of looking backwards into the previous behaviour and context, or whether they're looking forwards into the future and the positive contribution.
Yeah, it is interesting, certainly in the current climate of terror that we live in now as well, isn't it? Because we live under that threat. Yeah, it makes you wonder for the future. You know, are people that are reviled as terrorists now, are they able to do, should we be looking at that particular scenario and going, well, there is hope here?
Well, yes. I mean, I think that we can become sort of obsessed with the personal characteristics of individuals and forget actually what the structural circumstances are that caused them to be violent in the first place. I think that, you know, there are lessons there in terms of what was it that led McGuinness from violence into being a real advocate of democratic politics and peace. And I think those lessons are the key things to focus on, rather than a binary issue of whether he is an evil person or a saint. And clearly, you know, the truth lies somewhere between those points.
Yeah, and did that background, as many are saying, is that, would it be right that because he brought that knowledge and that hands-on, that hands-on behaviour to the round that peace table, it's kind of the impression that he knew what he was talking about.
Yeah, I mean, he was very strategically astute right from the beginning, you know, and in some ways he maps right onto the whole political history of Northern Ireland from the Civil Rights Days through Bloody Sunday, right up till the 2nd of March election, which he triggered. So, you know, his whole biography spans that point. And the key question is, who has the legitimacy to actually move things forwards? And quite often, it's people who have got, you know, who have occupied a role, and to some degree, Ian Paisley was the same. That the people who are within those communities have the respect, and they're able to move communities forwards in ways that people who may be regarded as more moderate might not be able to do so easily.
Did he have his critics within the Republican movement in sense of when he did move over to the politics rather than the struggle? What was the thought from his past associates?
Yes, well, absolutely. I mean, one of the big issues, you know, was when he came out and stood beside the chief constable of the police and denounced dissident Republicans as traitors to Ireland.
Yeah.
You know, that was quite a cathartic moment, and that was quite a risk that he took. You know, and he also took a risk meeting the Queen as well, in terms of the Republican constituency.
Yeah.
So it was definitely a sort of a personal sort of courageousness, political courageousness there, I think, in his role. He was vilified by some parts of the dissident Republican constituency, but also he was revered within people who would have been considered to be Republicans within the sort of Sinn Féin fold, certainly in the Derry area, but also in the wider Northern Ireland context and Irish context as well. So he certainly moved, you know, by stepping beyond his tribal, if you want to use that word, comforts. Hmm. He exposed himself to some serious critique amongst radical Republican groups, certainly from the 2007 period onwards, I would say.
Yeah, and finally, the relationship with Ian Paisley is very interesting, isn't it? Because they had that nickname, the Chuckle Brothers, and famously said they'd never spoken, not even to discuss the weather, and then suddenly they're thrust together in a power-sharing scheme became, I guess, friends, really, almost.
Yeah, well, again, it demonstrates that conflict transformation is partly about, facts and figures and laws and structures, but it's also about relationships. And Paisley and McGuinness realised that they had to work together, and I suppose they both had that sort of personal chemistry that was very, very clearly not present with Peter Robinson or Arlene Foster.
Yes.
And you know, it was one of those points in history where the right people, you know, were present at the right moment to be able to sort of move things on in terms of the devolved government. And we're seeing the lack of that at the moment, and that's been referred to by Ian Paisley Jr. In terms of the current impasse between Sinn Féin and DUP.
Yeah, and ultimately then, I guess, what do you think Martin McGuinness's legacy will be? Will he be remembered for the peace or the violence?
I think he'll be remembered as certainly a key figure in the political history of Northern Ireland, and I think he will be remembered as somebody who dragged the Republican community and Northern Ireland beyond that phase of conflict into a democratic situation with all of the complexities and problems that that's got. But that will be his epitaph, I think, will be that he recognised strategically that armed struggle on its own would not get his objectives, and he had to move into, incrementally move into a democratic and elected situation.
Interesting times. All right, Fergal, thank you very much. Professor Fergal Cochrane there, Professor of International Conflict Analysis at the University of Kent. Thank you very much. What do you make of so-called Martin McGuinness, as we have to call him to take his power away, like with so-called Islamic State? So what do you make of it? Are you with the side that would suggest that he changed his ways and became the broker of the peace process, or the Lord Tebbit route, which is a case of he was a coward and he was simply doing it to avoid being arrested for murder, given that he was an IRA commander and responsible for hundreds of deaths, pub bombings and so on during those IRA campaigns. 87222.
Starting message with
Laura. At Talk Radio on Twitter.
Starting message with any word you like.
It's Talk Radio in the afternoons. Here's Victoria now. She's got the news.
Talk Radio.
There have been mixed reactions to the death of former IRA commander turned Northern Ireland Deputy First Minister Martin McGuinness. Tony Blair says his legacy is as a man of peace, but former Conservative Minister Lord Tebbit has told Talk Radio he'll never forgive him for a bomb attack that paralysed his wife in 1984.
It's impossible. In order to receive forgiveness, the sinner must confess his sins and repent of them. McGuinness quite clearly didn't. He glorified in them. The man is a coward, he's a terrorist, he's a murderer.
Scotland's Parliament will begin debating First Minister Nicola Sturgeon's plans for a second independence referendum in the next hour. They'll spend 2 days deciding whether to seek permission for another vote. The President of the European Council says EU leaders will meet to adopt the bloc's Brexit guidelines on the 29th of April. It'll give the remaining 27 members the chance to clarify their position as negotiations begin. There's been a rise of 25% in the number of teeth extractions in under-fives in England in the last decade. The Royal College of Surgeons, which is behind the figures, says eating too much sugar is to blame. It's understood Leicester have offered Jamie Vardy and his family extra security after the striker claimed he'd received death threats following Claudio Ranieri's sacking as manager. He's denied having any involvement in the Italian's departure. And Ed Sheeran's manager has told MPs that ticket touting is getting out of control. Stuart Camp has told a Commons committee touts are selling enormous volumes of seats on resale websites at inflated prices. The weather feeling cold with sunshine and wintry showers, the heaviest in the north and west, highs of 10 degrees. There's more in 24 minutes.
That's specific.
Yeah, it's because it's 1:36.
That's right, it is. And there's more in half an hour.
No, it'll be done by then unless you're late again.
Probably. So, but Victoria will have the made-up news, the fake news in the bulletin at 2 o'clock. It is, of course, Headline Hijack. We ask you to make up a news story and send it in to us, and Victoria will then say it using this mouth.
This mouth.
And it will sound real because she uses this mouth.
This mouth.
Yes, that one. And you'll believe it, won't you? Well, you won't, because you're listening and you know that it's made up. But people coming back to their radios at 2 o'clock will go, well, that's a weird news story, but it's in the news. It must be true. That's the point of it. 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
At Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you'd like.
A little tribute there to so-called Martin McGuinness, the murdering terrorist. In the next bit as well, Kyle will be here with the Diversity Paper Review.
Join me, the property doctor, Martin Roberts, as I make my house calls on Talk Radio.
Student house or country pub, Martin Roberts.
Desk. It is, of course, a listed building.
Penthouse flat with urban star Martin Roberts.
A massive damp patch on the ceiling.
Martin Roberts.
What do you mean I was supposed to put a washer in there?
He's a man with expertise when it comes to properties. Before you get the keys, call Martin Roberts.
With expert guidance on all things bricks and mortar, plus a healthy dose of home improvement tips, it really is the best prescription for essential property advice on the radio. Home Rule with me, Martin Roberts, this Saturday morning from 11
on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
It's just what we do.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
And your reactions are busy coming into the studio. Of course, it's the home of reaction. It's Talk Radio. That's how it works. What's coming, Cornelius?
Lots coming in. All one-sided, of course. Yeah. John, Martin McGuinness was a terrorist in my eyes. He left a suspicious package just under my eyelids.
Yeah.
That's coming from Blindy. John, apparently at his funeral, he's requested that the song they play as he lowers, as the coffin is lowered,
yeah,
is Pet Shop Boys with It's a Sinn Féin.
Right. Thank you very much indeed. Keep your reactions coming in. Of course, they can't be any more reactionary than the ones Julie Hartley Brewer gets, that's for sure. 8-7-2-2.
Start your message with a word.
Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you like.
And now, of course, this. The made-up news stories that have been coming in, one of which will be in that 2pm bulletin as previously described. This has come in from Paul. Today, Greenpeace will be holding a protest in London's Trafalgar Square, where they will be destroying, this is this afternoon, about 3 o'clock, where they'll be destroying hundreds of copies of MC Vapor's single Jungle Is Massive, as Greenpeace now believe that due to deforestation, the song's main statement of jungle being massive is now false. Jungle is smaller than massive, of course, due to the logging. MC Vapor has come out against the protest, calling it an insult to his magnum opus. That's coming from Paul there. Thank you, Paul. What you got, Cornelius?
This is from Michael, who says, a terrorist plot has quite literally been foiled this morning as a policeman used some kitchen foil to blind a suspect as they raided his house in Penge in South London. The officer has been commended for using the kitchen supply as a part of the operation, and the rest of the force have been encouraged to use domestic supplies in their ongoing investigations.
Yes, I've read that in the press today. That's a cost-cutting measure, of course. What's going to happen is that police are going to be armed now on the streets with cling film.
Yeah.
Because, you know, and foil.
Yeah.
To foil robberies as well.
Yeah,
because
they can
foil crime. And they wear it, because it's about the same length. If you think about a roll of cling film in a box, it's about the same length as a truncheon.
Yes.
So it sort of fits neatly down the side of the leg, along with the truncheon, and in the box, so you can easily tear off however much foil you need to foil a crime.
Yeah.
And ditto cling film as well. But that's more difficult because, as everyone knows, cling film gets tangled up and you can't find the end. And you can't. So they did trials with cling film in the first place, but there were more crimes committed while the police were just trying to unravel the end of the cling film and just trying to get it off the roll. And then it'll stick back on itself.
How many more crimes?
Well, a lot more crimes.
Really? Yeah. Seven?
Yes.
Wow.
Seven more crimes were committed.
Apparently they're going to use rolling pins to open doors that are locked as well. You know, like the baton ram.
Yes.
Just use a rolling pin.
Right. It's domestic supply, police future. That really
came.
Yesterday, drones.
Yeah.
Today, domestic kitchen supplies. Make up a news story. Get it to us, 8-7-2-2.
Start your message with the word talk.
Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you'd like.
Next, we'll be reviewing today's papers with Kyle as part of our diversity paper review. Kyle is English, Caribbean and Welsh, so boxes well and truly ticked. Diversity paper review on the way on Talk Radio.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Talk Radio.
We have ways of making you talk.
Don't do the everyday on Talk Radio with the Royal Navy Reserve.
We're in Dartmoor and I've come inside to what is a giant barn, and I'm here with Sam, a reservist. Sam, what are we going to do now? I'm pretty hungry.
Well, it's time for lunch. So what we're doing is we're getting our stove lit. We have got tuna bean pasta and some blueberry turnover. So are you willing to give that a try?
Yep, sounds delightful.
Hopefully we'll get a hot drink as well.
Oh, it's hot.
Is it hot? Well, that's an achievement. That's good. The training's worked.
It's actually nice.
You're enjoying it?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, we'll give your chicken a little bit longer and then you can try that.
you were reservist, so you must have a normal day job.
I do. In my day job, I'm a civil servant, sitting behind a desk every day. You know, that's why, partly why I do it, is to get out and about, as I say, do something completely different, push you outside your comfort zone, as we are now, stood here shivering on Dartmoor. So, no, it's good.
Don't do the every day on Talk Radio with the Royal Navy Reserve.
Before I've even walked through the front door, she's there with her arms wide open.
You name it, Mum can make it.
She can just kind of feel when you need a cuddler.
Do you know that I'm a tear away, but she still loves me.
I think she must be magic.
This Mother's Day, give a little magic back with a personalised card and a hand-tied bouquet of flowers from Moonpig. Delivered by courier on Mother's Day.
Moonpig.com.
Order by 4 p.m. Saturday 25th of March. Geographical exclusions apply.
At Jet2 Holidays, we want to help you get this summer sorted. With just a £60 deposit, you can book your next family holiday right now. Don't miss out on free child places and amazing family rooms too. So if you want to enjoy great destinations, 2 to 5-star hotels and great value for money, book now with Jet2 Holidays. Package holidays you can trust. At all protected. Subject to availability and conditions.
Full change in the new season of Formula One on Channel 4. With new rules, faster cars, wider tyres, louder engines, fresh rivalries, quicker laps and closer races.
Race into the unknown. Formula One starts this weekend on Channel 4.
Introducing Domino's new walk-in wins. Buy one, get one free. Any size pizza at any time when you pop in store. And with Click and Collect, your order's raring to go when you arrive. Two delicious Domino's pizzas for the price of one with new walk-in wins. So just strut in, save time and bog off. Participating stores subject to availability. See dominoes.co.uk.
Talk Radio Traffic and Travel.
Some disruption on the M61 in Greater Manchester. If you're southbound, the slip onto the A580, the East Lancs Road is closed at the moment because of an accident. Very slow moving for the M6 in Cheshire. South, two lanes are out, junctions 19 to 18 near Knutsford. Still heavy for the northbound and one after early problems between junction 17 and 18 near Rugby. And the exit slip at junction 17 onto the M45 is still closed. And Haddon Road through Bishop Stortford, the A1250 remains closed after an accident. I'm Joanna Adams.
Nail polish. Nail polish for mum, for Mother's Day, from you, from the kids. Nail polish with a kiss, with a cuddle, with a hug, with a card. Nail polish to say I love you, thank you, for always being there, for being a shoulder to cry on, for being, well, mum.
Make your Mother's Day with a Maybelline Colour Show gift set. Just £4 at your local co-op. Subject to availability, see in store for details. Offer ends 4th of April.
Talk Radio.
We have ways of making you talk.
In the greatest comeback since Bobby Ewing showed up in Pam Shower.
Hello, I'm James Whale.
The mighty James Whale is back.
You know the one.
The voice of reason returns to Talk Radio.
Unfiltered comment, scorched earth debate, and an ill-advised leather Stetson.
You making some kind of joke?
You look ridiculous. Take it off.
Get in the ring with the legendary James Whale.
Are you ready, man?
The dome-headed sage of speech radio returns to the airwaves for 3 hours of essential national night talk.
Cometh the hour, cometh the whale.
The James Whale Show, tonight from 7
on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
That's right. Now we're going to get you poeting because it is time to look at the news. I don't know if you've heard, but the so-called Martin McGuinness has died. We're referring to him as so-called Martin McGuinness, like with so-called Islamic State, because it takes away their terrorist power. He's died. Of course, there's a lot of reaction to that. Tony Blair's been speaking about it, saying his legacy will be one of peace, which is ironic, given Tony Blair's legacy is one of war. But there we go. That's, of course, in the news today. The Sun are going with a sex change rapist in a female jail. When I say going with, I mean that's what they've printed. They're not literally going with her. FBI chief confirms inquiry into Trump's Moscow connections. The Guardian. Global brands shun Google in the Time. A lot of news around today. Very complicated. We're going through it in a moment with the papers with Kyle. But it's complex, isn't it, Colin?
Oh.
I can't get my head around it.
Don't you worry, because we are here with a helping hand, and we bring you the helping hand of rigid syllables. For what we do is we take the big stories and we analyse them via the medium of Japanese poetry, because it makes the big subjects easier to digest and to understand. Five syllables, seven syllables, and five syllables again. It's the news in haikus.
Martin McGuinness is dead, a shame, as take me out won't be the same.
The news in haikus. He took a lot of people out in the 1980s. A lot of them never came back. So to the day's newspapers, of course. Regular listeners will know this is our diversity paper review. It's where we review the papers, as you'd expect us to do. It's a radio station. It's part of our bread and also butter. However, each day on our programme, we invite a different diversity to do it, making us the most diverse programme in broadcasting. We welcome back Kyle. Remind us of your diversity, please, Kyle.
I'm English, Jamaican and Welsh.
That's correct. And what newspaper are we starting with today?
Today we are starting with the Daily Mirror. There is a new character moving to Sesame Street.
Yes.
They're bringing in Autistic Julia.
They are,
yes, trying to help reduce the stigma attached to the condition.
I think this is an excellent idea.
Oh, it's brilliant, yeah.
Isn't that, I mean, that's, because that way, because the problem, you know, my daughter at school, there's an autistic child in the class.
Yeah.
And they're not a fear, that's not the right word, but they don't respond as the other children do to various situations.
No, it's difficult to...
Children of that age... are just not confused by it, but they don't quite know how to react.
No.
So something like this, I think, is a really good
idea. Yeah, it's brilliant. I mean, because, like you say, you know, there's so much stigma around the condition of autism that it needs something like a character that can help explain them, walk it through, you know, deal with how to interact with them. Not saying, you know, they're, you know, that different, but...
Well, they react to the world in a different way, and that's what certainly is confusing for children.
Definitely, yeah.
I've seen it myself, because they just, you know, they'll try and respond to the autistic child or interact with, but be confused as to why they're not getting the same interaction back that they'll get from other children.
Yeah.
And you can talk through that with children and explain why.
But if having a character like this actually show them how it's done, then it's, yeah, I mean, because especially in the States, you know, one in 68 children... have autism, yeah. So you know that's a lot when you think about it.
Yeah, and of course it's scale, isn't it? You know, there are mild forms and then severe forms, yeah. And so on and so forth. But I think anything like that can help a child understand.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, what's great is that the show writer said that she wanted Julia not to be known as character out of Sesame Street with autism.
Yeah.
They just want her to be known as Julia.
Yeah.
You know, so, which I think is great.
Well, it's a mistake then, billing it as Autistic Julia. I would say that was one of their first
might
error.
Need to change the title. Yeah.
I mean, they could have just called her Julia. And not mentioned it.
No.
And just got on with it.
Just slide it in there.
Yeah, exactly. Just go, then kids watching it going, Mummy, there's an autistic puppet. It's really weird. Or something like that. And they go, no, it's fine. Anyway, so Sesame Street have a long history. I mean, it's an educational programme. That was the point, of course.
It is, although to be fair, I've never actually seen it. I never watched Sesame Street as a child.
I didn't either.
I did.
I didn't realise it was big over here, to be honest.
You're one of the thickest people I've ever met.
Well, they cancelled it. I think it was on Channel 4 early morning.
Right.
And they replaced it with The Hoobs.
Oh, The Hoobs. I remember The Hoobs.
Rubbish.
Hoobs was awesome.
No.
In that little musical car that they had.
Yeah, I didn't like it.
I don't recall The Hoobs.
Hoobble Doop. Hoobble Day. Something like that. It was weird.
Right. You still watch that, don't you?
No.
Yes. Anyway, so good thing. Yes, good thing.
Great thing. Yes.
But then they want it to be. No, it's not going to be a regular character necessarily. Is that what I read? It's certainly going to be around for a bit, and then they.
Yeah, I guess they're going to trial it, see how it goes, and see how everyone reacts to it.
But it'd be. I tell you what's interesting about it is whether or not that's the because you know there are lots of disabilities in the center. You know, both physical.
Yeah.
That kids kind of take for granted, I think. And a lot of that, weirdly, is down to that CBeebies presenter with one arm. Are you aware of her?
I'm not, no.
Right, okay, so there's a CBeebies presenter. I forget her name, but anyway, but she's got one arm. And,
okay.
And that's just, she's on screen as, you know, there I am, yeah. I've got one arm, so what? And kids are obviously watching CBeebies at a really young age. Now, that sort of thing doesn't phase, and I think that's done an incredible job for helping kids understand disability and stuff.
Oh, massively, yeah, massively. I mean, I remember when I was younger and you know, there was someone with a disability or anything, I had no idea how to handle it.
Yeah.
And a lot of kids would just sort of,
because they just
keep
don't,
a wide berth.
Yeah, because they just don't know.
No.
So anything that helps with this stuff is good.
It's brilliant, yeah.
What else have we got?
Moving to the Daily Mail, Cropaganda. The BBC is accused of anti-Brexit agenda on Countryfile.
On Countryfile.
They're hitting us where it hurts now.
The BBC have been accused of this. There's a letter, isn't there? An open letter.
There is an open letter, yes. Yeah. Viewers are threatening to boycott over the examination of the future of the migrant labour force.
Right.
Saying that the seasonal workers could be affected, meaning that the soft fruit farms could take a massive hit in terms of labour.
Yeah, so this is all the crop picking and the hop farms and all that in Kent. And
all the quality control and all of that.
Yeah.
Fruits. And I mean, so it was Anthony Snell, who's a Herefordshire-based strawberry farmer. It was his sort of documentary on the show.
Yeah.
And he even said, like, just don't refer to my workers as migrant workers. They're not migrant workers. They're normal, you know, labourers that come over here to help us out during the summer and then go home. To take, you know, they get experience, they get money, and they take it back home.
Yeah.
And he's kicked off a little bit as well about the BBC broadcasting it as you know, sort of an anti-Brexit thing.
Yeah.
Even when half the farmers, you know, like, I think more than half the farmers voted to leave.
Yes.
So they're really trying to.
Well, they would because of the European, the Common Agricultural Policy and so on. But the what the farmers need to do is liven up, because the part of the problem, of course, is that nobody wants to do crop picking because it's hard.
It is, yes.
Right? It's and it pays rubbish. Days. Right? So, but the farmers need to attract new people in to help to do it. I think.
Yeah.
And the answer to that, of course, is puppets.
Puppets.
So what you do is you bring in puppets like Sesame Street, and you know, there's a migrant puppet maybe just to help children with
children.
That. Farmer puppet.
Had a bit of diversity.
Yeah, a bit of diversity puppet. Yeah, I mean, they're all, to be fair, the puppets are all colours, aren't they?
They are.
I think the autistic one's orange.
Yeah, she is.
There you go.
I think she is, with green hair, I believe.
Yeah. I'm not sure that's going to help children understand autism. Mummy, why hasn't he got green hair and he isn't orange? Shut up. so that's but the BBC, the letter today, 70 MPs have signed this, saying that the BBC, their coverage of Brexit is biased, is the accusation.
Yeah, they are. Well, everyone's kicking off because, the BBC was so, you know, Remain, and now they're
well, it's because the problem is that a lot of people who work for the BBC are left wing, which is true, and then left wing is the Remain camp. So, broadly speaking, so that's why the, but the BBC of course have said no, we haven't got an agenda. We're completely impartial as to this, and the MPs say not, and so on and so forth. But
apparently not from propaganda.
Yeah. Okay. What else you got?
I have a first-hand UFO experience for you.
What?
Which occurred last night.
Didn't Kyle, happen.
Kyle, by the way, is our regular go-to space alien correspondent.
Yeah.
It's fair to say. So what? You saw a UFO?
Yes. Last night. I was at my garden. We're just out of the garden having a cigarette.
It's fair to say Cornelius is a skeptic.
Get a skeptic, right. Well, waiting to hear this. So,
cigarette, was it?
Yeah, of course it was, mate. Well, what do you take me for? So we were out.
Someone who sees UFOs.
Well, me and my mate were outside in the garden.
Sharing a cigarette.
No. We had our own. I looked up and I thought, God, it's a really clear night tonight. You can see all the stars and everything. And I noticed this one really bright star, what I thought was a star.
Yeah.
And I thought, no, honestly, mate, it was massive. It was like, it was pretty much like the moon, but you know, like how a street light.
It was the moon.
It wasn't the moon. So
it's just like the moon.
It's just like the moon.
So I put my cigarette away.
But no, I swear to God, this star was ridiculously bright.
Yeah.
Next to it were two aeroplanes, so I knew it was an aeroplane because you could see the red lights flashing.
Mm.
And we were just staring at it for about 5 minutes. It did not move. It was literally hovering there. Did not move. Went to flick my fag out, had a look, just gone. Swear to God, it just disappeared.
But were you the only person to see this?
No, my mate saw it as
but
well.
But what about if it was as big as the moon?
Okay, I say it was as big as it was as bright as the moon. It was massive, but
how long did you stare at it for?
I was staring at it for a good 5-10 minutes.
Didn't think to take a photo.
Well, I'm not going to be able to take a photo. I had my iPhone with me, and I did think about it.
So you had an iPhone with a camera on you.
I did think about it. How on earth would you take a? No. I'm not saying that. I did think about it, but it was so far away that it couldn't pick off on my camera. I needed like a good SLR digital camera or whatever. But honestly, it just disappeared right in front of us. And it just, I even said to him this morning, because I thought, was it there? And I gave him a shout up because he lives above me. And I was like, mate, did you see that UFO yesterday? He was like, yeah. No, I definitely saw it.
There you go. Where do you live?
Wimbledon.
There, over Wimbledon.
Over Wimbledon. Swear to God.
Wimbledon. The Wimbledon flap, we'll call it. What?
Why?
Well, that's what they used to call UFO sightings. There was a flat in the 1960s, 70s. A flap.
Okay.
Yeah. That's the Wimbledon flap right there.
Struggling really not to swear.
Okay, fine. Cornelius, the truth is out there.
He's mate.
And Kyle
I've
wants
seen
to
it.
Believe.
I've seen that's the third one I've seen in the past 5 years. There it is.
How comes no one else saw it?
I don't know. I didn't ask everyone in Wimbledon. I'll do a survey.
Well, you would have thought it'd be in the papers, which obviously it isn't, which you're supposed to be talking about.
And there was half paper review, half UFO flap. Kyle, thank you so much.
Thanks, guys.
For coming in. After that, there's the small matter of a headline hijack. Your chance to make up a news story. Like Kyle just did not. To get it into the bulletin that is forthcoming, Victoria's mouth will say the news. It will also say a news lie. We'd like it very much. If the untruth is yours. That's what Headline Hijack is. They're to confuse people not listening to this bit. They get back to their desks at 2. And believe what comes out of Victoria. However, one of it will be an alternative fact. Who's got it in today, Cornelius? Who's made it? Who's today? Who is it today?
It's Izzy.
Izzy?
Yeah.
Izzy. Where's Izzy from?
Islington.
Izzy in Islington has got her made-up news story in the news, which is next. After that on Talk Radio this afternoon, we bring you hot guest action. Comedian Jeff Norcott will be joining us. Britain's only Tory comedian, he claims. He probably thinks the BBC's biased as well. Maybe he signed that letter. We'll find out. That's going to happen. The big debate at 3 o'clock, of course. We will also be bringing you part one of our children's George Galloway story today on the programme, especially commissioned for you to enjoy in chapter form. Chapter one today on the programme, the story of the Galloway. All on the programme, it's coming up to 2 o'clock in the afternoon. It's Talk Radio, I'm John Holmes.
Talk Radio, 24-hour radio debate and entertainment.
Talk Radio.
We'll get you talking.
Do you dream of being part of a more exciting fleet?
Where to, mate?
Spending your spare time with an interesting new crew. If you've got ambitions that go beyond the everyday, listen to the Paul Russ Full Set Breakfast on Talk Radio and learn more about serving in the Royal Navy Reserve. Develop new skills, expand your horizons, and experience challenges and opportunities you won't find in your day job. The Paul Russ Full Set Breakfast tomorrow morning from 6 on Talk Radio. Don't do the everyday, every day. Search Royal Navy Reserve.
Right now, at the Perfume Shop, save £13 off the RRP on a 30ml bottle of Paco Rabanne Lady Million, just £29.99. Visit us in-store or shop online at theperfumeshop.com. The Perfume Shop, 25 years of making perfect scents for Mother's Day. Offer while stocks last, valid from the 23rd to the 26th of March.
When Ollie found a hole in his work boot one morning, Screwfix were already open with a brand new pair in his size. When Tom realised the handsaw he had wasn't right for the job, Screwfix were right around the corner with something a bit more powerful. And when Colin ran out of guttering, Screwfix's click and collect got him back to work in no time. 500 stores nationwide, all open early till late, and click and collect in as little as 1 minute. Screwfix, here when you need us.
Next up on Sounds Fantastic is this.
Hey, you give to me all of your money, and maybe I give to you a few extra megabytes.
Ooh, that was the merciless broad bandit. Fear not and listen up.
Go compare.
That's the sound of the very first place you should be looking for your ideal broadband deal.
If you want to decide, it should be your favorite. GoCompare.com is right up there.
Sounds fantastic.
Become a local hero like Chris. He's an electrician. He joined Local Heroes, an online service that matches customers with trusted plumbers, electricians and heating engineers.
Local Heroes send me the jobs and I take the ones that work for me. Plus, it's really easy to use and free to join.
Chris is right. There's no sign-up fee. Dodgy lights, leaky taps, no heating. There's a local hero for that, and you could be one of them. Visit localheroes.com and join hundreds of trusted tradesmen. Local Heroes, a British Gas innovation.
Across the UK, online and on DAB. Access all radios.
Talk Radio. Give it some lip. Talk Radio.
At 2 o'clock, good afternoon. Talk Radio, yes, I'm John Holmes. Victoria's got the news now.
Thanks, John. Coming up, McGuinness death divides opinion. Ticket touts criticise and Inspector Morse author has died.
Talk Radio.
Former Prime Minister Tony Blair says Martin McGuinness's legacy is as a man of peace. The ex-IRA commander turned Deputy First Minister of Northern Ireland died overnight, aged 66. Mr Blair has paid tribute to him.
The reason there was peace was because people like Martin McGuinness were prepared in a situation of enormous difficulty and challenge to ask the people that they were closest to, their constituency, to change.
But some relatives of IRA victims say they'll never forgive his role in the leadership of the IRA. He's a man who divides opinion in Belfast.
Reputation goes before him, you know. He's responsible for a lot of murders.
I just think it's a very sad day for Northern Ireland, to be honest with you. You know, he really did turn his life around.
He started off badly, ended up good.
Nicola Sturgeon is due to start making her case for Scotland to be granted a second independence referendum. The First Minister is calling on MSPs to back her request for one following the decision to leave the EU. They'll debate the proposal and then vote on it tomorrow. A man has appeared in court charged with the murder of a one-year-old boy and the attempted murder of a baby girl. Both were discovered with critical injuries at a flat in Finsbury Park in North London on Saturday night. Viagogo has been slammed for not turning up to an inquiry into online ticket touts. MPs are hearing from music industry reps and ticketing websites about how to stop online touts selling tickets over the odds. Tour promoter Stuart Galbraith says they recently asked 4 resale sites not to list tickets for Ed Sheeran's upcoming tour.
All 4 sites ignored our request and all 4 sites listed tickets at inflated prices, knowing that it's our intention to cancel those tickets and not admit their customers.
And the author of the Inspector Morse series, Colin Dexter, has died. His publisher has confirmed his death at his home in Oxfordshire this morning.
Talk Radio National Weather.
Feeling cold as sunshine and wintry showers, the heaviest in the north and west, highs of 10 degrees.
I hate ticket touts. They're the worst.
The worst what?
The worst people. And also, I don't think it's just the ticket touts. I think the companies hold back tickets and just put them straight up on these secondary selling sites. They got caught doing that in Europe.
Who's rattled your cage?
Ticket touts. I really want to go to see Ed Sheeran.
Can I just say that there are people who do worse things?
Martin McGuinness for one. Has a ticket tout ever blown poop? No. The worst they've done is charge for tickets. They haven't systematically orchestrated a bombing campaign on mainland Britain, have they? So, you know, get your facts right, couldn't you? Anyway, right, so Hitler. Worse than ticket touts. Pol Pot. Worse than ticket touts. Our boss, Denny. Right, so it's now Ben with the pre-recorded. Ben's got the pre-recorded sport. He's got the sport.
Talk Radio Sports Update.
I'm Ben Fletcher. Good afternoon. England goalkeeper Joe Hart's been told not to return to the Premier League next season by one of his predecessors for club and country. Hart's currently in Italy, loaned out to Torino by Manchester City. Former England and City keeper David James told TalkSport Hart's better off in a foreign field.
I think Joe's made that step. Like I say, if you look at the England squad at the moment, he's the only player who's playing abroad. And he's doing well. You know, Torino's a tough gig for anybody, it has to be said, and they are doing well, or he's doing well there, and therefore he's showing that he's got the qualities and capabilities of playing abroad.
England are away to Germany in tomorrow night's friendly, live over on TalkSport. Hull have appealed against the red card shown to Tom Huddleston during Saturday's 4-0 defeat at Everton. Should the club fail with their appeal to the FA, he'll serve a 3-match ban. Finally, the favourite for this year's Grand National is out of the main event at Aintree next month. Trainer John Joe O'Neill Tour says Manella Rocco is absolutely fine, but they're aiming for the Gold Cup next year. That's the latest sports news powered by TalkSport.
And finally, the team behind Airport Travelators have handed in plans to Downing Street today to convert major motorways into movable roadways. That'll speed up the movement of traffic. The ginormous conveyor belts can be built and operated at a small cost if they gain any corporate sponsorship.
Nice to hear the word ginormous in the news. Thank you very much, Victoria, there with the live news, and Ben with the pre-recorded sport. You're listening to Talk Radio in the afternoons.
Talk Radio. John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Evil lurks in the hearts of men.
To some, it was a miracle. Others called it the triumph of illiteracy. Radio. It revolutionized the way people learned about their world.
Oh my, get out of the way, please.
It changed forever the way people would be entertained.
John Holmes.
John Holmes.
On Talk Radio.
For those about to talk,
we salute you.
Play Misty for me.
All right then, Talk Radio in the afternoons. It is 7 minutes past 2 o'clock. Still to come on the programme, then, you could take part in a game, a first-person shooter on the radio. It's Call of Duty Black Ops Infinite Warfare for the radio, of course. And as a souvenir of your time spent with us doing that, we will give you some meat. You can get a chicken, beef or lamb, or a box of... It's a budget thing. Or a box of organic veg. Why, Cornelius?
Because we're not racist.
That's right. Or you could get sausages, as well, because it's, you know, it's a Tuesday. Yeah. Not a competition, they're not prizes, just to be clear. Register your interest, 87222.
Start your message with the word
That's Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word
you
like.
That's right. And in a moment, we'll talk to today's guest as well.
Talk Radio.
Before that, what is today's texting? I hear you cry.
What is today's texting?
Thank you. Well, it's this. Our boss, Denny, previously mentioned just now, has asked us to avoid speaking about something on air. What could it possibly be, 1 year down the line to the day since this station launched? What could it be? The guesses can begin to come in. Yeah. What? Denny the boss. That's today's texting. What has Denny the boss asked us to not talk about on air today? For instance, Cornelius, I know you've got some there, haven't
yeah,
you?
Yeah, I was wondering whether it's the fact that our newsreader, Victoria, dislikes James Whale immensely.
No, I don't think it's that. No, I don't think so. It's not either that nor what Ash from the James Whale show likes to do behind the building before the show begins. Mm. It's not that he hasn't asked us to avoid speaking about on air. But if you want to have a guess at what it might be that we're not allowed to talk about on air, then here's the number, 87222.
Start your message with the word Talk.
That's already on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you like.
Okay then, we promised you hot guest action. That is what we deliver now. Comedian Jeff Norcott is with us. Hello, comedian Jeff Norcott. How are you?
Afternoon, chaps. You all right?
Yeah, very well, thank you. So, all right, so we're always upfront about this kind of thing. You know and I know, and the listener knows, this is a PR exercise dressed
Absolutely.
Up as an interview. That's all it is.
I want to sell tickets for my little tour.
There
That's it
is. So just do that now. Get that out of the way.
Yeah, I'd be sitting in a prep right now with a chicken and broccoli soup otherwise.
Yeah, that's it, yeah.
Who wouldn't?
And so other preps are available. Where's the tour going? Where
are
you going?
The tour next up is Bristol, and as you, I mean, you've already said about. By the way, I'm not allowed to say I'm the only Conservative voting comic because the other bloke gets annoyed.
Okay,
there's two of us. There's a couple out there, and there's probably two of us that are stupid enough to be honest about it. But the tour's kind of about that, but also how the hell somebody like me, who come from a council estate with two disabled parents, ended up voting Conservative. And then this Friday we're in Bristol, and I've got 10 dates on this tour, and that's the one where I'm thinking I'm behind cultural enemy lines here. Bristol is very left-leaning, very Remain-y, so it's selling okay, you know.
But it needs a kick, but
I might be getting a kick, John. I don't know what the punters are coming for. They might be sympathetic to my cause, or I might get egged. Either way, I could do the PR.
Well, that's fine. Well, it's an interesting act. I mean, it is interesting that most comedians are certainly perceived as being left-wing. Why do you think that
even though a lot of them, as we know, are set up as limited companies?
Yeah, exactly,
you know?
Yeah. There's all a lot of that, but why is it though? Why is it about being a comedian?
Well, I think comedians we're all terrible human beings, ultimately. And I think, I suppose, when you know you're a flawed individual, the least you could do is support the so-called good guys. Whereas I'm willing to say I'm both a terrible human being and I'm on the side of the bad guys.
Yeah.
I suppose, like, strategically, it makes sense as a comic, because when you're sort of supporting the good guys and you're sticking up for the oppressed, it gives you the maximum amount of targets to punch up on.
Yeah.
And, of course, comedy's all about punching up.
Yeah.
It's a lot harder for me to find things to make funny, because obviously I'm not mean or unpleasant in my comedy, so you got to try.
You just let the Conservatives do that for you.
Yeah, exactly. I sort of outsourced it, really. I paid them £124 a year, and I get to sleep at night.
Yeah. So have you always been right leaning?
Yeah.
Where did it
sort of
start then?
You know, when I was a kid, when Thatcher took away my milk, I was disappointed, but I respected her reasons. You know,
because milk's horrible.
Yeah, it's horrible, and you know, she was just preempting lactose intolerance. Is what people don't understand. I think to be honest, I can see evidence in my very early life that I was always leaning that way. I think, like, I went through the stereotypical stages at university. I started to become more left-leaning, voted Labour for a while. But really, it was probably the time I spent in teaching where I suddenly started to think, perhaps I'm not the kind of, like, unequivocal sort of liberal that I thought I was,
yeah.
Because some of the strategies of teaching really rubbed up against me the wrong way.
Oh, well, you were a teacher during the Blair era then.
During the Blair era, and it was all about, you know, there are no wrong answers, and I'm like, there are definitely wrong answers, you know,
yeah.
And there were the classes I had, I mean, a wrong answer was literally bouncing around the room every single day, and I thought the best thing to do, I thought, was to equip kids, especially once you get to like years 10 and 11, is to give them a realistic view of the world they're quite shortly going to be out in, rather than just giving them a sort of like back massage and a rub. Oh no, this all sounds very wrong. a sort of symbolic back massage,
yeah,
and telling them the world's going to be fine.
Was
the world's not fine. It's flawed and it's brutal and it's competitive.
Yeah.
And luckily they had me there to depress them with these concepts.
Good. And any of the children that you were in charge of gone on to do great things, or have you?
Do you know one of them actually works at Tory head office?
Really?
They got me in for a meeting recently because I think that I was just on their radar and they're like, "Who is this freak? We need to speak to him." And then the person sitting opposite me was somebody, so I guess I sort of radicalised him,
yeah,
really. At the age of 14. I read him some Dickens. I went, you know what, Mr. Gradgrind's not such a bad bloke at the end of the day.
He's alright, he had his nice points. I think it's interesting, certainly in education, and it's interesting your background of teaching, because I kind of read that about you, and I thought that was interesting because I think it's the generation now who've gone into work that were coming out of that Blair era, and it was all that thing where anyone can go to university, anyone can achieve these things. And the answer to that is no, they can't, actually.
And nor should they feel that they need to.
Yeah, and neither should it be available to all. The older I get, the more right-wing I tend to be, anyway. That's because I think it comes with age. Old.
I'm 40.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't want to go any more right, though. That's my thing.
Are you stopping here?
I've got Labour.
Yeah.
I went Lib Dem. I'm Tory now. I don't really want to end up writing zingers for Steve Bannon. I think that this is this is plenty. I think the socially liberal wing of the Conservative Party is probably where I'll lay my hat.
Yeah. But it's, in terms of how it's perceived on the circuit and stuff then, because obviously you go into rooms,
that,
and often on the comedy circuit, it's a room full of left-wing people watching left-wing comedy.
I would so love to be able to sit here and say, oh, it's really divisive and they've excommunicated me, but they've been really, really nice and really supportive. Because I think the great thing about comics, and you'll know this, is that they prize ideas over ideology, and they like things that interest them and take them by surprise. And I think there's a weird thing where I've got comedians that are real hard left type, really passionately Remain types, that will drop me like a text message and say, oh, there's a PR opportunity. So they sort of help facilitating this filth that I'm spreading. But also, I suppose, and I would hope that, in a, you know, they get this criticism as well, that they're only left-wing comics. And the existence of me and a few other people like me gives them a chance to say, you know what, it isn't just one point of view. There are other people out there.
It is interesting because when you go on to you've done Radio 4 stuff, of course, and you, what you tend to get there is what's weird I always find about it is you have kind of a left wing audience that come and see radio recordings like that of stand up or whatever else. Yet the majority of the Radio 4 audience home are Daily Mail readers.
I didn't realise this.
Telegraph readers. And so that is an interesting juxtaposition.
They just like their jesters to come from a certain angle. I didn't notice. So I had a few meetings and stuff, and I was talking to somebody at Radio 4, and you do realise that the majority of our audience do. I probably think that they also perhaps from the socially liberal wing of the Conservative Party, but you know, I think also they might not be. And the fact is, you can have comedy that makes you laugh that comes from completely opposite standpoints.
Well, the reason I used to like Spitting Image when I was a kid and that is because it was pretty apolitical in the sense that it was punching those in power, but it didn't stand you know, anything. You know, Kinnock came in for as much kicking as Thatcher did.
Well, you've got to skew both sides. So if you in any way think of yourself as a satirist, I mean, at the moment, one of the things is I voted Leave, but I would say I'm not a Brexiteer. I think, and there's an increasing line where Brexiteers are these red-faced white guys in their mid to late 60s and beyond who are just furious even though they won.
Yeah.
Whereas a Leave voter, you get to be something different, and their rhetoric doesn't make as much sense to me.
So why did you vote Leave? Because you thought, I've got to do that because that's my thing? Or
More niche building.
It's really funny, it gets
associated with such malignant things, right, like racism and stupidity. I'd probably stupidity, possibly, but actually it's optimism, genuinely. I thought, oh, you know what, I think this country's got a lot going for it. I think it's a genuine, diverse and dynamic country. I think we'll be all right. Where it's at now with the Brexit wing of the Tory party running riot, and you know, I take issue with this idea that 1.8% was a stunning majority. I mean, at the end of the day, it's a bit like finding out your BMI is just in the normal range and then walking around in a tank top. It's like, no, you're not ripped, okay, you won, but it's still, you know, if you stand back from it in a room full of people, that would feel more like 50-50 than anything else. So I think that I want to build a more consensual kind of dialogue, and the idea that a Leave voter could still be a reasonable and sort of informed person.
Yeah. A friend of mine voted Leave, actually, and interestingly, he's in teaching for very similar reasons that you were talking about, I think, because he's sort of disillusioned with the idea, I'm not going to name it, but the idea that these things come from Europe, I suppose, into teaching as well, because a lot of the European model of teaching has been brought in and, you know, under Gove, certainly. And so he became disillusioned with it through that. He's a fairly, a little bit right wing, I guess, like in that sort of socially liberal kind of way.
I mean, staff rooms are a lot more divisive places than comedy dressing rooms, I tell you that much.
Yeah,
I mean, even literally bringing the Telegraph into a staff room, I've been pulled up on it before, shall we say. So I ended up having to sort of conceal it inside a copy of.
So what made you leave? Was it that made you leave? That's perfect in a staff room. That's fine. Yeah. What made you leave teaching then? Was it that disillusionment?
It was. I really loved teaching. I loved teaching the kids and stuff. But the staff room, also the moaning as well. I always thought that we're moaning about marking, but if we were marking, there's an hour we spent where we could have marked our whole kids' classes. Yeah. So there was a sort of, not all teachers, but there was a culture of that. And what happened was at that time I just got offered to give it a go at stand up, but I thought, and to be honest, you know, the idea that, I know this sounds like a weird thing to quote, but I get to get my hair cut at off-peak times. I mean, it's such weird things. And back when the post office was a thing, now, remember, you have to renew your tax. It's not so much a thing now, but just the first years of that were just glorious.
Because you could just go and do it in the day.
Yeah, yeah, you could just like...
But you teach it 13 weeks holiday a year, Jeff. Come on, that's...
and also that it was a good job. And I always thought that qualification will be there for me. I'd still like to do... I do have some sort of social conscience, and I do sort of think that I'd like to do something for, I'm going to say something for young people. It all sounds a bit creepy these days. But I'd like to think that there was some way down the line where I could kind of split the line between these two things. I've done a few.
Osborne's got three jobs. There's no reason why you can't.
George Osborne, three jobs since we went on air. I mean, how many is it now? People need to give George some props, man. I mean, this guy clearly knows how to interview. I don't think that we're giving enough respect to what font he's using on his CV, because he just goes in there and he smashes it every single time.
And what's what he does it in the face of the fact that he uses Comic Sans. Even then.
Does he use still, Comic Sans?
It's on his CV, yeah, and even that, he puts him to the top of the pile in many ways.
I reckon he's got one of those, you know, like when they say, oh, what's your biggest weakness and stuff? Yeah. I reckon he's got just this killer answer that just blows everybody away, like people actually like weeping a bit as he leaves the room. Like, wow, I didn't think George had that in him. But he is, I mean, he is, I suppose, he's kind of like, he created a gig economy, and now he is the gig economy. I mean, he's a bit like Samuel L. Jackson, that he might do well to turn down one or two things every once in a while just to keep the quality threshold where it needs to be. But yeah, I got. It's funny, isn't it? He's become a figure of fun now. He was such a divisive figure when he was in government, and yet I'd imagine, I suppose, the liberal left of this country now look at Cameron and Osborne and think, you know what, that wasn't the worst of it. And I was trying to tell them all along, those two guys are absolute centrists. They're not the right wing of the Tory party at all. But now they've got May, David Davis, Boris Johnson, and it actually looks like an episode of Spitting Image.
It does. It's gone back to those glory days, hasn't it?
You look back on the coalition age as this benign age of politics, really. Yeah. So.
It's a fascinating subject. We could talk all afternoon. We haven't got the time, sadly. But very quickly, what do you make of Tony Blair's Martin McGuinness statement today? Did you see that? So he came out and said, what was weird for me was it was like a man whose legacy is war saying, this man's legacy will be peace. And it was like, it's kind of weird irony going on there. But
it's always weird with Blair, isn't it? You're always second guessing his motives. He's up to something, isn't he, Tony? And everything he does is within one eye on how will this play out politically. He's a smart guy. I think it's very difficult from the outside looking in, and Martin McGuinness's transition would benefited us all. But I saw that there was some criticism of Norman Tebbit for his reaction today. Now, a lot of what Norman Tebbit says rubbed me up the wrong way. However, his wife was directly injured in an IRA.
She was paralysed, wasn't she?
One of those weird situations, without being a flake about it, where you've just kind of got to respect to both standpoints to a point and just say that, you know, you would hope that despite the political pressures, you personally wouldn't get involved in something like that. But just thank God he made the transition in the end and was ended up involved in. It's like, God, it's all gone really like.
Well, you know, it's a day.
I went a bit Blair myself there, didn't I? Where, you know, the thing is, John, it was. Screw him, McGuinness. No, I'm going to go in. I'm going to be an edgy comic.
He's all dead.
Yeah, exactly.
We're calling him so-called Martin McGuinness to take his power away, like with the Islamic State. Anyway, listen, good to have you in. Thank you very much for coming.
So next two shows, next Friday in Bristol at the Hen and Chickens, and then the following Friday I'm in Bromsgrove, and then all the dates of the tour are up on So Comedy Productions, and people can find it all there.
That'll be good. Jeff Norcott, Conservative.
Conservative is the show.
Part of the show. Thanks for coming in. In the next bit of the programme, we bring you children's literature. See how we segue from teaching into literature, right? Because George Galloway, as many people will know, has written a children's book. That's right. Yes, he has. We've got an exclusive extract of a related tome, and we bring you chapter one today of The Story of the Galloway. It's next on Talk Radio.
Talk Radio.
We've got entertainment, and we're not afraid to use it. Talk Radio.
Taking care of business on Talk Radio with Exporting is great. If you're a small or medium-sized business owner, you can't afford to miss Talk Radio's expert guide to exporting. From market research to resource management, logistics to local lingo, get essential advice on expanding your product or services overseas. Taking care of business on the Paul Ross Full Set Breakfast on Talk Radio. Take the next step towards exporting. Visit great.gov.uk. The demand is out there. You should be too.
Have I got PPI?
Want to know if you've had PPI? Find out with our free PPI check. Stephen Saunders from Nottingham received £1,856 on his credit card.
I wasn't sure whether I'd pay PPI on my credit card. Stanton Fisher did everything for me and took control of the claim. I would happily recommend Stanton Fisher to friends and family.
So text CHECK to 80800 for your free PPI check.
Have I got PPI.com?
That's CHECK to 80800.
And it's all change in the new season of Formula One on Channel 4. With new rules, faster cars, wider tyres, louder engines, fresh rivalries, quicker laps and closer races.
Race into the unknown. Formula One starts this weekend on Channel 4.
At Jet2 Holidays, we want to help you get this summer sorted. With just a £60 deposit, you can book your next family holiday right now. Don't miss out on free child places and amazing family rooms too. So if you want to enjoy great destinations, 2 to 5-star hotels and great value for money, book now with Jet2 Holidays. Package holidays you can trust. Atoll protected. Subject to availability and conditions.
Britain, it's March. A month where the most exciting things to happen are grey skies, spring showers, and Crufts. So if you're sitting inside dreaming about April, then snap out of it. Because EE has mega deals in store throughout March. Save £180 on a super fast 4G SIM and get 20 gigabytes for just $19.99 per month. Chop chop, these offers won't last forever. March in store now for even more mega March deals.
Offer ends 4th of April 2017. Minimum term applies. Other terms apply. See ee.co.uk.
Good news! I'm getting a pay rise.
I'm getting a pay rise too.
So am I.
That's because from the 1st of April, the national minimum wage
and the national living wage
will be going up.
What's more, it's your legal right to receive it.
Find out if you're due a pay rise too.
Check your pay at gov.uk/checkyourpay.
The national minimum wage
and the national living wage.
It's a step up in pay.
Talk Radio, traffic and travel.
There's delays for the M62. This is west towards an accident between 20 for Rochdale and 19 for Haywood. A lane is closed following a rolling block. And on the M61, if you're southbound, you can't exit onto the East Lancs Road, the A580, because of an accident. Queues for Cheshire southbound M6, really slow. Your travel time's about an hour as you try to get to past an accident between junctions 19 and 18 near Knutsford. And through Headington in Oxfordshire, reports of an accident on London Road, the A420, near to Windmill Road. I'm Joanna Adams.
When you're building a great business, only one thing really matters. People. And for the best people, you need the job site used by more UK candidates than any other. Find your people today at Indeed.com. Terms, conditions, quality standards and usage limits apply. UK's number one job site based on total unique visitors to Indeed.com.
Delaney, live at Drive.
This afternoon from 4.
On Talk Radio.
Another packed show where we will respond to all the big breaking news stories of the day. Our trending reviewer will be Leif Arbuthnot from the Sunday Times. We'll be joined by Rosa Price, author of Theresa May, The Path to Power. And Josh Cloudray, our Good Vibes correspondent, will be here to put a smile on all of our faces.
Stop, look, listen to Sam Delaney.
This afternoon from 4.
On Talk Radio. We'll get you talking. John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Good afternoon. You are listening to Talk Radio. I am John Holmes. Now, George Galloway was on Paul Ross's show this morning, I think. And, of course, George Galloway presents Friday nights here on Talk Radio. And George Galloway has also written a children's book. So what we've done is write a children's book as well. It's based on a popular one, but ours is called The Galloway.
A worker took a stroll through the industrial park. A boss saw the worker, and an idea did spark. Where are you going, labourer free? Come and do work in my new factory. That's terribly kind of you to offer me pay, but I'm off to a talk by the Galloway.
A Galloway? What's a Galloway?
A Galloway? You've not heard of that. He has a stubbly grey beard and a silly old hat, and a commitment to the proletariat. Where are you seeing him? Here, on this grass. His favourite food is an exploitative upper class.
Exploitative upper class, said the boss man. Goodbye, lowly worker.
And away he ran. Silly capitalist, was he born yesterday? There's no such thing as a Galloway.
Part one of The Galloway, the story of The Galloway. Chapter two at the same time next week. It'll be up on the website if you want to hear it again. It's The Galloway, a children's story. On Talk Radio in the afternoon. Coming up, then, we will be seeing Haneel with our eyes, because, and you'll be hearing him with your ears. That's how it works, because it's radio, isn't it? And he'll be here because he's got some new music to play. It's work experience punditry. Of course, he's work experience. We've told him it's a leg up into the industry. The actual truth of the matter is he's free and we don't have to pay him. That's why he's here. There's the big debate at 3 o'clock. All your reactions, of course. We'll help another Kickstarter before the afternoon is out by giving somebody's hope and a dream a kick up the arse. A Kickstarter getting a kick up the arse by inviting them onto the radio to talk about it. And do not forget, today's radio-based game is the first-person shooter. Caller, Call of Duty. Call of Duty, Black Ops, Infinite Warfare on the radio. It could see you become the proud owner of a meaty souvenir. Now, though, just coming up to 3.30 on Talk Radio, Victoria's got the news. 2.30, Victoria's got the news. Victoria's got the news now.
Talk Radio.
Relatives of the victims of the IRA insist they'll never forgive Martin McGuinness, who's died at the age of 66. Many politicians have been praising the ex-Deputy First Minister for his work on the peace process, but loved ones of those who were killed in the terror group's attacks say they can't forget his role. Stephen Galt's father was among 11 who died in an IRA bombing on Remembrance Sunday in Enniskillen in 1987.
I will remember Mark McGuinness as the terrorist he was. The terrorist that sent a lot of people to their early graves for no reason, just for their ideology of the United Ireland.
First Minister Nicola Sturgeon says Scotland's voice has been ignored by the UK Parliament. She's calling out for MSPs to vote for a second independence referendum as Scottish voters back to stay in the EU. A man charged with murdering a one-year-old boy and the attempted murder of a baby girl is due at the Old Bailey on Thursday. 33-year-old Bijar Sagadas has appeared in court after the pair were found at a flat in Finsbury Park in North London on Saturday. The Prime Minister says her Brexit letter will be one of the most important documents in our country's recent history. Theresa May will give formal notification of the UK leaving the EU next Wednesday, and the European Council will hold a summit a month later. Inspector Morse author Colin Dexter has died, aged 86. His publisher says his death this morning was peaceful. And Apple has shown off its first red version of the iPhone. Proceeds from the limited edition mobile and iPad will go towards the AIDS charity Red. The weather feeling cold as sunshine and wintry showers, the heaviest in the north and west. Highs of 10 degrees. There's more in half an hour.
Thank you very much, Victoria. There's also more, of course, in 1 hour.
Yes.
Which is today's bonus news. Now, Victoria. Yes. Is here. And, well, her bulletins, let's not beat around the bush. Her bulletins are smaller than they used to be, and so she must make the time up. That is done by bonus news. Now, today's bonus... Yesterday, it was just what she did on her holidays. She had 2 weeks off. Today, do you want to start again with animal news?
Yeah.
Okay. Animal news in 1 hour. It's bonus news from Victoria. Haneel coming up next with work experience punditry.
The Paul Ross Full Set Breakfast. Tomorrow morning from 6 on Talk Radio.
There now follows an odd ode.
The time has come, the Paul Ross said, to talk of many things, of George Osborne's half a dozen gigs and the money that that brings, EU, UK and SNP, the stories of the day. Talk Radio's Full Set Breakfast, that's how you have your say. Better call Paul, that's me, Paul Ross, the poet laureate of Talk Radio, or maybe the Lord of the Limericks. There was a young lady from Tottenham.
Leave it, Ross.
The Paul Ross Full Set Breakfast, tomorrow morning from 6 on Talk Radio.
We'll get you talking.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
In the afternoons. Cornelius, some reactions have been coming in, I understand. Is that right? Some reactions? Reactions?
Yes, yeah, reactions. That's just completely correct, John. You couldn't have said it more right.
Do you want to read some of them out?
Yes.
Okay.
John, there are bad times just around the corner. There are dark clouds hurtling through the sky, and it is no good whining about the silver lining. From we know from experience that they won't roll by. That's coming from Noel Coward. And this is from a political Shania Twain, who says, from this moment, as long as I live, I will love Labour. I promise you this. There is nothing I wouldn't give from this. I will labour as long as I live. And also momentum.
Political Shania Twain there texting the show. We do like her. Right, so if you've got a reaction, 87222.
Start your message with the one.
At Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with anywhere you like.
Today's work experience. We've dragged him away from the kettle where he's been making tea for everybody in London today. He's handing it out in the streets. So that's what we make our work experiences do, because there's, you know, nothing else for them to do much. But he's here. Put him in front of the microphone. It's what we do with our work experiences. Of course, that's what we do, because we think they should get real world experience of the industry they've chosen to make their own. And and so we put them in front of the microphone to review stuff. Today it's music. What do you got, Haneel?
Well, we're going to start today with a 20-year-old guy called Matt Maltese, and his song is As the World Caves In.
Right.
And let's listen to it, and
okay,
then we can talk about it, how it sounds.
Let's do
that
it.
Sort of thing.
There it is then.
And
as the earth burns to what's his name?
Matt Maltese.
Matt Maltese.
I keep going to say Matt Monroe by mistake.
Okay.
But it's Matt Maltese.
Matt Maltese.
Complete dead ringer for Morrissey, I think. His voice. Not necessarily the type of song, but...
I hadn't really thought of that till you said it. But it was
Morrissey's sort of later, like more recent stuff.
It was reminding me of something, but maybe that's it then, yes.
Yeah, maybe.
Should we have a quick listen, actually, just again? Just
quick listen
case.
Again, yeah. Quick listen again. Right, quick listen again to that. And as the earth burns
to the ground. Especially these, like, high notes.
Yeah. That'll do. Thanks.
Yeah.
Especially that lie. He says that, like Morrissey would say the word lie.
In a Morrissey, has he spoken of Morrissey influence?
No, he's spoken of a Joni Mitchell and a Leonard Cohen influence.
Oh, right.
But no word of Morrissey. I mean, the song, the rest of the song, it's like kind of Matt Maltese. I nearly said Monroe again then.
Yeah. And I know everyone listening is just going Malteser, obviously.
Right, yeah. Well, that's, yeah, it's Malteser without the R at the end.
Yes.
That's how it's spelled. It's him playing piano and singing.
Is he from Malta?
No, he's not actually, no.
Okay,
no, he's from Reading.
All right. Otis was from there.
Otis, right, yeah. It took me a moment to get that.
Oh, okay, fine. welcome to the show, Neil.
Yeah, cheers. Yeah.
That's pretty much it. It normally takes about six listens.
Yeah. He's based in South London now. But yeah, he's from Reading originally.
Like Otis.
Via Malta, yeah. And he's not very famous, though. He's got like 1,000 followers on SoundCloud. Not very many.
All right.
He's got 3,000 Facebook followers, and his videos have sort of maxed out about 50,000 views. So he's not really very famous.
Where did you discover him?
I discovered him from The Guardian do this weekly thing where they talk about new releases, and they're quite good at picking up on not very well-known people.
Yeah.
So I heard about him from there. So it's quite interesting when you're listening to people who aren't sort of mainstream. Not only are they not mainstream, because that implies they could be part of a sort of niche market, but quite big. People who just aren't very well known at all. It's interesting because a little bit of coverage goes a really long way. You know, I wonder whether our listeners will you know, sort of get onto Matt Maltese as a result of this. But getting onto that Guardian thing is quite a big deal. Getting onto like Radio 6, I think he was on like local Reading radio, and then he's been on Radio 6.
Like Otis
Reading, yeah. Those things are all sort of a big deal.
Yeah. Well, and now he's been played on tour radio, so, you know, sit back and watch success roll in, like the rest of us.
Woohoo! Yeah, I'm so excited about how my career is going to sort of, you know, explode off of it. Even if it's a lie, was a demo he put on SoundCloud about a year ago, that's sort of like, if anyone's heard of him, that's probably where they've heard of him from, because that's got about 30,000 listens on SoundCloud.
I quite liked it. But weirdly, I sort of went, oh, I'm not sure. And then on that second listen we had, I was like, oh, okay.
Well, imagine if we put it on again, you know, you'd love it then.
Yeah, let's try that. Yeah. Let's try that. Yeah. See if we like it even more after the. And as the earth burns to the ground, oh God, it's you
that I lie with. As the atom bomb locks in, oh, it's you.
No, I hate it again now.
It was only
not really. I'm just jesting.
Well,
I haven't heard the whole song, but
the rest of it's kind of the same type of thing.
Yeah,
yeah, yeah. This one's really grown on me this week. You know, listening to it in preparation for this, I've got it sort of stuck in my head, and comes quite like it. So there we go. Yeah, he's got a few other songs on SoundCloud. So Matt Maltese,
okay,
20 years old.
We're going to take Traffic and Travel momentarily. Right. What are we going to be talking about afterwards?
Feist, new single from her called Pleasure.
Okay. Fine.
Yeah, there we go.
Okay, right, that's coming up. It's Haneel, it's Work Experience Punditry. Of course, you're listening to Talk Radio in the afternoons. More music reviewing coming up next.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
We are Talk.
Talk Radio. Give it some lip.
The new TradePoint catalogue is out now, with a huge range of trade products and brands at low trade prices. Grab a copy for your van in one of our 290 stores nationwide today. TradePoint. Trade brands. Trade prices. Trade only.
TradePoint! I got an apprenticeship after school, but I really wanted to challenge myself, so I joined the Navy. I now work in supply chain. It's my job to ensure that the ship and the crew are fully kitted out. I love the diversity of it, and there's always something going on. It's a great challenge. And knowing that it's down to me and my team to get a Type 45 destroyer stocked up and out to sea is very rewarding. I was born in Manchester, but I was made in the Royal Navy. Start your journey. Search Made in the Royal Navy.
With Jet2.com, you can choose from 58 amazing destinations, including daily flights to Alicante, Faro, Ibiza, Malaga and Mallorca. You can fly from as little as £42. Plus, enjoy a huge 22 kilograms baggage allowance. No wonder we've been ranked the UK's top airline on TripAdvisor. And new from this spring, you can go direct from London, Stansted and Birmingham. Jet2.com. Friendly low fares. Price per person one way, including taxes. Charges may apply, subject to availability and normal conditions.
Will City nick it at the death? Will the big man bag another brace? Will the midfield maestro get a straight red? For kicking a ball boy? What are the odds of that? If you reckon you know where a game's heading, bet in play at 10bet.co.uk. You'll get a first deposit bonus of up to £200. And with hundreds of in-play betting markets, when it's time to bet, it's time to 10bet.
Minimum deposit £15. Deposit must be staked in full to qualify. Five rollovers of deposit and bonus required. Single bets and accas only. Please bet responsibly.
eBay has every kind of part to help your car pass its MOT.
Son, come and have a look at the car. There's a few things I've fixed ahead of its MOT. I've topped up the washer bottle.
Screen wash.
I've replaced the wipers.
Windscreen wipers.
I've sorted the indicators.
Light bulbs.
And press that.
Horns. Shop eBay's unbeatable selection of parts and accessories to help you get your car MOT ready. The ultimate pass your MOT first time shop.
When you're building a great business, only one thing really matters. People. And for the best people, you need the job site used by more UK candidates than any other. Find your people today at Indeed.com. Terms, conditions, quality standards and usage limits apply. UK's number one job site based on total unique visitors to Indeed.com.
Don't miss our trade-exclusive, one-week-only catalogue launch deals, like 10% off all tiling, flooring and Leyland trade paint. See in-store or online for more. Hurry, offers end Sunday 26th of March. TradePoint, trade brands, trade prices, trade only.
TradePoint! Talk Radio, traffic and travel.
Earlier problems on Greater Manchester's westbound M62 has left some heavy traffic near junction 20 for Rochdale. There's problems for the M61 if you're southbound. You can't leave and join the East Lancs Road. The slip on the A580 is closed because of an accident. Still very slow moving on the M6 south in Cheshire after earlier problems. Junctions 19 to 18 in Knutsford. The queues start just south of junction 20 and east of Bristol. Problems through Wick. The A420 London Road remains closed because of an accident. I'm Jarena Adams.
When you're building a great business, only one thing really matters. People. And for the best people, you need the job site used by more UK candidates than any other. Find your people today at Indeed.com. Terms, conditions, quality standards and usage limits apply. UK's number one job site based on total unique visitors to Indeed.com.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Late night, Ian Lee. Tonight from 10 on Talk Radio.
Differently interesting nocturnal emissions from a legend of late night radio.
My name's Ian Lee. I'm on at 10 o'clock at night. We're going to have singers. We're going to have dancers. We're going to have naked pets. Just listen and see what happens.
Late night conversation worth losing sleep over.
Late night, Ian Lee.
On air and off the leash.
Tonight from 10 on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking. John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
So, over in Ireland, so-called Martin McGuinness has died. We're calling him so-called Martin McGuinness to take away his power as a terrorist, like with so-called Islamic State. Gerry Adams has been talking about him just now, in fact, saying that so-called Martin McGuinness, he didn't say that, that's my words, believe the people of the island of Ireland should be free. That is the soundbite from Gerry Adams. Tony Blair's been commenting on it as well, of course, this afternoon, saying that he was a man of peace, which is ironic coming from a man of war. A lot in the news, though, and it's all very complicated.
Oh, I can't get my head around it.
No, or your teeth, Cornelius, presumably, because that's in the news as well, isn't it? Little children's teeth like you, little child.
Teeth
are all falling out. Anyway, so we explain the news, of course, make it fewer complicated by ramming it through some Japanese poetry. Five syllables, seven syllables and five syllables. We present for you the news in haikus.
Terrorist use bond.
style flash drive cufflinks. The name's John, Jihadi John.
And news in haikus. By the way, do keep your texts and tweets coming in as to what you think our boss, Denny, has told us to avoid speaking about on air today. 1 year to the day since he told me to not talk about other things as well, as far as I remember. But what could it... What could it possibly be? What could it possibly be that Denny's told us not to speak about? Some guesses have been coming in, Cornelius.
Yes, Shuffle says, is it the lack of new jingles or no. new adverts or new listeners?
No. That's not true either, because Peter has just messaged, Peter Hewitt, saying that it's the first time he's been listening today and he loves it. So
he loves it.
He doesn't know. He said, he actually writes, you've got yourself a new fan. I don't know how. I've never come across this show before. It's very funny. Keep up the good work. Peter in Lancaster. Peter, now all you need to do is tell about 3 million other people that. And you could be doing us an actual favour.
Yeah.
Thanks, Peter. Anything else, Cornelius, coming in?
Yeah, a couple people guessing, is it Fight Club?
No.
The French Tickler and Pugsley. That made me laugh a lot.
What
Thank
has
you.
Denny, the boss, asked us to avoid speaking about on air? Is it the number of producers Julie Hartley Brewer goes through?
I mean, as the only one to have worked with her for roughly a year.
Yes. is it, we had that, what Ash from the James Whale Show likes to do behind the building before his show begins. Or is it the fact that staff here regularly forget that Johnny Gould still presents on the station? So what is it, do you think, that Denny the boss has asked us not to specifically mention? 87222.
Start your message with the word.
At Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you'd like.
Music is what we are talking about this afternoon with Haneel. He's one of our work experiences. We put him in front of the microphone. It's work experience punditry. We've already talked about what's his name?
Matt Maltese.
Matt Maltese. Now we're moving to
Feist. Leslie Feist.
Right.
Song's called Pleasure.
All right.
Let's listen to it.
Okay.
Talk about it.
It's my pleasure in your pleasure. It's my pleasure and your pleasure.
Well, it improved when the guitar came in.
Yeah,
didn't it?
What's
Bit
his
sparse
name?
Before that.
What's his
Pleasure.
Name?
Oh, yeah. Feist. Pleasure by Feist.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
Yeah. It was in the lyric there. I don't know if you heard it.
No, I thought it might be called It's or My.
It's well, it wasn't that pleasurable.
No, you didn't like it very much.
There's no 1, 2, 3, 4. That was her song, wasn't it?
Right, that was. Yeah, well, that was on the iPad.
iPod adverts.
Nano.
Yeah.
Yeah, adverts. That was,
I mean, that
was 10 years ago.
That one's not going to be on the iPod adverts.
No.
They don't make iPods.
But, you know,
anymore.
She's moved on. That was a decade ago. Hmm. Well. You're referring, of course, to her third album, The Reminder, which came out 10 years ago. One of the
of
songs...
Course.
What's it called again?
The Reminder.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah. And one of the songs on that was 1, 2, 3, 4, which was used on the iPod Nano advert.
Yeah.
Limit to Your Love as well was on there, which James Blake did a cover of, which got a lot of coverage.
Was that originally by her?
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. See, not so unpleasurable now, is she? And I Feel It All was on the Inbetweeners as well. You'd probably recognise that one. I recognised it after I listened to it.
Did you like the new one?
I quite like this song, yeah. It's very sparse. It's like pretty much mostly just her with this sort of like slightly distorted guitar.
Yeah.
A bit of drums coming in. There's a bit more sort of production in like the second half. But it's pretty cool because it's quite groovy. I mean, it was difficult to choose a 30-second slot because it... taking 30 seconds because it moves at quite a slow pace. It did sound kind of like sparse and a bit weird like that, but that comes about a minute into the song and it sort of builds up to that point. So when that guitar comes in quite loudly, it really is a bit of a...
I don't think I could take a minute of just that bit. It's my playing.
Yeah.
I'd want the guitar to come in faster than that.
Yeah, yeah. It doesn't. It just goes. I mean, you could wind it in and listen from about a minute in.
Yeah,
but that's not... you're not supposed to do that.
Okay.
So the new album's going to come out April 28th. It's her fifth album, first album in 6 years. That's Feist. Leslie Feist from Calgary. We're now going to go to Vera Lynn now.
Vera, Dame, Her Royal Majesty, Dame Vera Lynn.
It's her 100th birthday yesterday.
It was.
Is she still recording?
I don't think so, but she's got a new compilation album coming out.
Okay. Is there a birthday?
What?
Is there a birthday? Dame Vera Lynn had a birthday.
Really? Big old birthday.
A big old birthday.
Yeah.
Is there a birthday?
How old was she?
One.
100 years old. Yeah,
that's right. And they projected her big old face, didn't they, on the White Cliffs of Dover.
That's right.
We talked about that.
You did.
Yeah, yesterday. We're going to hear the song, I know, but we talked about yesterday and how they celebrated her 100th birthday.
Yeah.
And the fact that there were one of the most complained things for people who visit the White Cliffs of Dover is that there aren't really bluebirds over it.
No bluebirds.
There was an interview with the park manager down there, and he said that people come from all over saying, where are the bluebirds? And so what we've got is an idea to kill some seagulls just pick up some dead ones and dye them blue and then hover them above on drones, hanging them from drones.
You can do it
for the tourists.
Yeah,
that's our plan.
Yeah,
so we're gonna,
that's great.
If we had a birthday, what we'd do is project this show onto the White Cliffs of Dover as well. So that'll be coming up. Anyway, she's done it. It's not new recordings then. I thought it was.
They're new recordings, but I don't think there are new recordings of her singing. It's like they've done new orchestral things. They've got people in to sing on the album as well. So I don't think there's any actually her singing that's new.
Okay.
But they've sort of...
It's an album of Slipknot covers.
It is more primary.
And she's the oldest person to ever do that. Is that right?
Yeah.
I think second oldest. Yeah,
good. Good. Shall we hear one?
Yeah, this is Sailing.
I'll be honest, there's not a lot of Vera in that, is there?
No, they've totally drowned her out.
Is she even on this album?
It's difficult to know. She might have been there, but they've totally...
I didn't hear any Vera Lynn in that.
No.
Which is odd, given that it's her album. I heard yesterday, I heard a cover of... it was a duet she was doing with Alfie Bowe.
That's on the album. That's the first track on the album.
Yeah, that's right.
Oh, yeah. See, I couldn't really find out. I don't know for sure whether she has recently recorded the vocals or whether they've just overdubbed
it. She's so old, though. I don't think so.
How old is she?
Probably can't.
She's got to be...
100.
100 years old,
Yeah, no one can sing at 100.
What's like, she's Vera Lynn.
She can do anything.
This is a woman who single-handedly built a piano over the River Kwai. Right? She saved us all in the... You know, she was even... You know, Mogadishu, remember Mogadishu when her piano was downed by missiles from insurgents? She stayed with that piano. She piloted that piano over Mogadishu, stayed with it. They made it into that film. Black and white piano keyboard down. You probably saw it. Anyway.
I didn't.
Okay.
No idea what has happened over the past 30 seconds of this radio show.
Fine. Anyway.
Yeah. Well, she was... She's had an 82-year career. First single came out in 1936 called Up the Woodland Hill to Bedfordshire, which sold more than a million copies. She was voted in 1999 the Briton that best exemplified the spirit of the 20th century. She also became in that year the oldest living UK artist to top the album charts.
And I've had tea with her.
Have you?
Yes, I have.
Is that not on your sheet?
Is it not
there?
On her list of achievements?
No.
Tea with John Holmes, 1937.
I have been down to her house in East Sussex and spent the day with Dame Vera Lynn. True story.
Did you take her up the Woodland Hill?
No. She's lovely.
Was it nice? Was it?
Yes.
Yeah. That's great. That's a great story.
Yes. And I was making a documentary about
her. Yeah, it would have been nice for you to...
To have walked to take her at the Woodland Hill.
Yeah, because that's where her career is.
I mean, I did ask her, but she said she was too old. What are we going next with, musically speaking?
It's Kasabian now. You're in love with a psycho.
Well.
It's the name of their new song.
Okay.
Yeah.
New Kasabian. Here it is on Talk Radio. Well, I see, I'm a big Sabian fan. Live, they remain one of the best bands I've seen.
Mm. Yeah.
They're excellent.
What did they do on stage? Did they just
perform their music?
They just did their songs, yeah.
Yeah, that's what they tended to do. Yeah.
Just like the XX.
Yeah. Exactly.
They just came on and they just did
the songs.
The songs, yeah.
They've got.
Is it fair to ask you to describe how it sounded?
Loud. Yeah.
You know what it reminded me of? And I don't think anyone's going to like this.
Go on.
The 1975. It's a bit softer and poppier.
I was going to say, it was certainly a softer sound.
Yeah.
Because Sabian is almost one of the most kind of violent gigs I've ever been. I was hosting the gig as well.
Oh, was it there? Yeah.
You were there?
Yeah, yeah.
And I had to introduce them on stage and all that kind of stuff. And it was just a riot of bottles and urine.
I was doing the guest list on the door.
There was a fight before it even started.
2 minutes after door was opening, just a fight happened.
And I was trying to do it on stage, just going, can it not be a fight?
There's arguments in the queue as well. It was a nightmare.
Sabian audience.
Well, they seem to sort of be the soundtrack of, like, football. That's what I kind of imagine them as.
Yeah. They're big Leicester fans, of course.
Yeah. And all their gigs seem to be, I imagine they're sort of like huge after parties after a football game or something like that. You know, they've got this riotous
The floor was awash with a mixture of liquids, is all I'm going to... going to say. But that was a softer sound. I can't see the Kasabian mosh pit moshing to that.
No, you know, and on the YouTube, it's been put on YouTube, it seems to, you know, that's how people release these singles now, and all the comments, there's a lot of disappointment from some Kasabian fans, but, you know, a lot of people that love it as well. But, and Serge Bitsorno, the guitarist, is saying that they want to save guitar music with this album, save it from the abyss. They wanted to make a guitar album that was important and relevant, which... after their previous album, which was pretty synth-heavy, makes sense.
Yeah.
But then this isn't particularly guitar-heavy, compared to their older
song,
stuff.
Was that just the first song they've released?
Yeah.
So that might be just the softer song on a big album.
Yeah.
Yeah, maybe.
But do you reckon the rest of the album will be
What's
like
the album
that?
Called? I did read this.
Oh, it's called For Crying Out Loud.
That's
and
correct.
It's out on April the 28th. It's their sixth album.
Yeah. All right. Thanks for coming in, Hanil.
Oh,
yeah,
thank you.
Bringing us the gift of music.
Yeah, well, you're very welcome.
Are you back?
Maybe I don't think we've got any schedule.
I'll get the calendar over.
Yeah, sort it out.
I'll be back.
Get the worky in. right, that's it from Neil. Thank you, Work Experience Punditry. Thank you. There will be. Thank you, though.
Cheers.
The big debate. Thank you. The big debate after 3 o'clock.
Thank you, Neil.
We will be helping a Kickstarter by kicking a Kickstarter project up the arse by inviting its hoper and a dreamer onto the radio to promote it as well. And don't forget today's on air game of Call of Duty Black Ops Infinite Warfare. On the radio. If you'd like to register your interest to take part, 87222.
Start your message with a word.
That's all radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you'd like.
It's coming up to 3 o'clock, where there will be the news. Talk radio, Tuesday afternoon. I'm John Hunt.
Talk radio. Listen. Phone. Talk.
Talk radio.
We'll get you talking.
Do you dream of being part of a more exciting fleet?
Where to, mate?
Spending your spare time with an interesting new crew. If you've got ambitions that go beyond the everyday, listen to the Paul Russ Full Set Breakfast on Talk Radio and learn more about serving in the Royal Navy Reserve. Develop new skills, expand your horizons, and experience challenges and opportunities you won't find in your day job. The Paul Russ Full Set Breakfast tomorrow morning from 6 on Talk Radio. Don't do the everyday every day. Search Royal Navy Reserve.
Selling is just as easy as buying on eBay. List your items for free and only pay when you sell. So there's never been a better time to get on eBay. Private sellers only, conditions and exclusions apply.
Writing job descriptions, managing candidates, setting up interviews, hiring's hard. But Indeed.com makes it easy. Post your job, organize candidates, schedule interviews. All on the UK's number one job site. And with more people in the UK using Indeed than any other job site, easy works. Find your next hire at Indeed.com today. Terms, conditions, quality standards and usage limits apply. UK's number one job site based on total unique visitors to Indeed.com.
Introducing Domino's new walk-in wins. Buy one, get one free. Any size pizza at any time when you pop in store. And with click and collect, your order's raring to go when you arrive. Two delicious Domino's pizzas for the price of one with new walk-in wins. So just strut in, save time and bog off. Participating stores subject to availability. See domino's.co.uk.
Hi, I'm Leo Martino. I'm the guy that bought you the Hedgehog Gutter Brush. And our latest clever product, the Hedgehog Easy Air Wedge, has just got even better. It's now been officially tested to lift up to a massive 140 kilos. If you fit doors, windows, or cabinets for a living, you'll wonder how you ever got on with that one. The new, improved Hedgehog Easy Air Wedge. Pump it, lift it, square it. Now up to 140 kilos. Available from builders merchants nationwide. Hedgehog Easy Air Wedge. Get one in your toolkit today.
And it's all change in the new season of Formula One on Channel 4. With new rules, faster cars, wider tyres, louder engines, fresh rivalries, quicker laps and closer races.
Race into the unknown. Formula One starts this weekend on Channel 4.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
A radio star is born.
You're going to love
Talk Radio. Talk Radio.
Yes, it is. At 3 o'clock, good afternoon. I'm John Holmes. Victoria's got the news now.
Thanks, John. Coming up, mixed reaction to the death of Martin McGuinness, tablet flight ban and ticket tout slammed.
Talk Radio.
Tony Blair says Sinn Féin's Martin McGuinness's legacy is as a man of peace. The former IRA commander who went on to become a key part of the peace process and then Deputy First Minister has died at the age of 66. Former Tory Minister Lord Tebbit's wife was paralysed by a deadly IRA bomb in Brighton in the 1980s.
He feared being prosecuted. Like most terrorists, he was a coward through and through. And he took the coward's option.
MP Michael Gove has told Talk Radio he can't be dismissed as a terrorist.
I think the difference between Martin McGuinness and someone like Adolf Hitler is that Adolf Hitler died unrepentant and evil. And Martin McGuinness, while he'd never fully repented, I think, his earlier activities, had certainly sought to move away, genuinely, I think, from a terrorist past towards a peacemaking future.
It's understood that passengers flying into the UK from certain countries will be banned from carrying devices bigger than a mobile phone in their hand luggage. A similar ban has already been announced for flights to America from 10 airports in the Middle East and Northern Africa. Scotland's First Minister has called on MSPs to back her request for another referendum on independence. She's kicked off 2 days of debate about her proposals, saying Scotland shouldn't be dragged out of the EU against its wishes.
The alternative to planning now to give Scotland a choice is this. It is simply to drift through the next 2 years, crossing our fingers, hoping for the best while fearing the worst.
Theresa May has already signalled that she believes now is not the right time. The Inspector Morse author Colin Dexter has died aged 86, peacefully at his home in Oxford. He was best known for writing the crime novels, which gave way to the long-running TV series and spin-offs Endeavour and Lewis. And MPs say they're horrified that tickets for one of Ed Sheeran's charity gigs were on sale for more than £5,000. The singer's manager has been giving evidence at a Commons committee discussing how to tackle ticket touts.
Talk Radio National Weather.
Feeling cold.
Scott the weather, Scott Victoria, Scott the weather, Scott Victoria.
I recorded that Lord Tebbit interview. That was me.
Well done.
So you can thank me officially.
I did wonder what you're gesturing at, because when he said, never mind.
Good. So that's me leading the news agenda today.
I don't think it's
Well, it
you.
Makes a change from yesterday during the news when you were just touching yourself.
That was weird, especially the pages he was pulling.
I mean, he was, wasn't he?
Yeah, it was really off-putting.
It was really weird.
I was readjusting.
But it's the face you pulled.
I mean, Victoria's trying to read the news and you're readjusting yourself. It was just quite...
I was really disturbed.
Well, it didn't mean to be like that.
You should take it up with HR.
You guys...
Is that the end of that sentence?
Yes.
Have you got the weather? Have you got the weather?
Concentrate on today. Let's see if I'm leading the weather agenda.
Can I just say that Lord Tebbit was on Talk Radio twice today?
That's a good point.
So maybe it's not that big an achievement.
I was thinking he didn't say that to Julia.
There we are. Right, okay.
Anyway, feeling cold is sunshine and wintry showers. The heaviest will be in the north and west, highs of 10 degrees.
Always end on a high. Thank you very much. Now here's Ben with the pre-recorded sport, which today is live from a Victorian laundrette where the ladies are washing their bloomers.
I'm Ben Fletcher. Good afternoon. England have released Phil Jones from the squad for this week's internationals because of injury. The Manchester United defender will miss tomorrow's friendly against Germany and the World Cup qualifier with Lithuania on Sunday. England are yet to announce whether they'll call up a replacement. West Ham winger Mikel Antonio withdrew on Sunday. Scotland's problems aren't all manager Gordon Strachan's fault, according to a former defender. This weekend's World Cup qualifier with Slovenia is quite simply must-win, with elimination almost certain if they don't take all 3 points. Scotland haven't qualified for a major tournament since the World Cup in 1998 in France. Colin Hendry was there. He told TalkSport things are different now.
I don't think you can blame the manager, because the players we've got these days are not playing at the very highest position of whichever leagues are playing in.
Finally, this year's favourite for the Grand National, Manella Rocco, has been withdrawn from next month's event at Aintree. The seven-year-old won't run again this season. He's being saved for next year's Cheltenham Gold Cup. That's the latest sports news powered by TalkSport.
Thank you very much indeed. That's Ben. Pre-recorded sport live from a Victorian laundrette where the ladies were washing their bloomers. That noise you heard near the end there was a mangle, apparently. So the time is coming up to a time, and it's time for the big debate next.
Talk Radio. John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Yes, it's time for the big debate. So as so-called Martin McGuinness, we're calling him so-called because of when he was a terrorist, like so-called Islamic State, it takes away their power. So as so-called Martin McGuinness dies, that also took away his power, Prime Minister Theresa May has been lounging about in this month's issue of Vogue magazine, seemingly, if you've seen the pictures on the front of the papers today, seemingly wearing all the cloth while simultaneously appearing to be propping her own head up in case it falls off. It's a weird photo, if you haven't seen. Have you seen the amount of cloth in that photograph? It's like she's wearing all of the cloth that there ever was. It's like her dress and the sofa she's sitting on have been sick and have just vomited up cloth at her. It's quite odd. Comes on the same day as a group of her own MPs have written an open letter to the BBC, and again, this is on the front of the papers, accusing them of Brexit bias, suggesting that their reporting of the process is significantly left-leaning towards the Remain camp. However, it's not clear whether anyone at the BBC has read the letter, because it wasn't written in The Guardian. Now, during that, not once, as you will have noticed with your ears, did I use the word throat. I didn't say it, I haven't mentioned it, I haven't even alluded to the word throat. Yet on the line is caller Steve, who's phoned up. Hello, Steve.
Good afternoon, John.
Good afternoon. Thank you for calling Talk Radio. Now, I didn't use the word throat, but it hasn't stopped you from calling up because apparently you're calling for an end to throats. Is that right? Is that right?
That's absolutely right,
okay,
John.
Tell us about
I have been spending my entire life hating throats to the point where actually this morning I went through a very controversial procedure and had my throat removed.
Right. Interesting. So you're talking out of your...
My mouth. But I have no neck, and my head is just basically resting on my collarbone.
Right, interesting. But it hasn't prevented you from speaking, has it?
It's just made me a bit shorter.
Yes. So what you're saying is that we just don't need them anymore. They're a waste of time.
No, I mean, it's only been an hour since I've had it, and I haven't noticed any sort of problems as yet.
Yeah.
I think I was discharged a bit early, but you can't have everything, can you?
Okay. Well, stay on the line for us, Steve.
I'll try.
And also stay alive. Angus is on the other line. He's called it. Hello, Angus.
Hello, John. Thanks for letting me on your show today.
You're welcome, Angus.
Pharynx.
Very welcome.
Good joke.
Pharynx.
Welcome.
It's a good joke.
Yeah.
I'm not saying thanks, it's pharynx.
Pharynx, yeah.
Like the throat. Got it.
Throat. Thing. Angus, so you've heard Steve there. He's had his throat removed. Something you consider, is it, Angus?
No, I don't suggest keeping your throat inside your neck, in like the pharynx area. Yes, I like my throat a lot, John. I call my throaty McThroat Face. I've got a little nickname.
Right.
I do like it a lot.
Right, and what first attached you to your throat, would you say?
What first attached me to my throat? Probably just the rest of my body.
Right, interesting. Why are you such a throat fan, a throat fanatic, if you will, a throat apologist, a throat apologist? Why?
Well, if it wasn't for throats, John, we wouldn't have yodeling for a start, and if we didn't have yodeling, we wouldn't have yodel, and if we didn't have yodel, we'd all get our eBay orders delivered on time and not lost.
Right, that is a fair point, isn't it, Steve? You make a good point about yodel.
It makes some sort of point. I don't really use the internet much anymore.
No.
I can't be bothered.
Yeah. Are you saying then, I mean, what's the procedure? So you're saying, do we have our throats removed, or do we just close throats down like mines? Because at the end of the day, you know, Mrs. Thatcher closed the mines, didn't she? And what is a throat if not the body's mine shaft?
Well, the procedure I had, if I go into depth about it, was they put me under anaesthetic.
Yes.
The doctors reached into my mouth while I was asleep, grabbed the entirety of the throat using a mechanical device called a clincher, apparently, and then pulled it out, and they took the neck with it, and my head just collapsed. And so I think that is the way forward. That's the NHS way.
Right. And you did that, to be clear, you had this done on the NHS, did you?
Yeah, I was a special case.
Right, okay. Angus, Steve's had his throat removed. He's got there's no ill effect to him. He's speaking perfectly normally.
He's a special case.
He's a special case.
Yes.
Angus, so why on earth do we need them? Why?
Well, I've got two words for you, John.
Oh.
A deep throat. Now, hold on, don't push the dump button just yet, John.
Yeah, go on.
If it wasn't for deep throat, the Watergate scandal would never have come to light, and there would still be corruption in the White House today, so I think we do need throats.
Well, that's an interesting argument, so you're not the first to make it, either. Where would the food go in, Steve? I mean, you have had the throat removed. So what happens when you put... It's very interesting talking to someone who's had it done. If you put the food in the mouth, it doesn't go down the throat, so it goes directly from the head into where? Into the...
It's like a cavity, and they just go straight into the stomach.
Right.
It's a bit hit and miss, because they haven't really made it any bigger.
Yeah.
You know, some of it might land somewhere else, but I haven't eaten yet. I daren't try.
Yeah, okay. Perhaps you could call back when you do.
I will.
Thank you. Angus?
Yes?
Steve's calling you a racist.
I didn't hear him say that, but I believe...
You're a racist.
See?
Oh!
I mean,
how dare you?
It's an accusation, certainly, isn't it?
It's not a present one.
You're a throat.
You know, if we got rid of throats, would that help? Would that help race relations, Angus? I mean, you know, think about it.
Well, no, actually, I think segregating throats is a form of racism itself. So I'd say Angus. I'd say no, that's my name. I'd say Steve is the racist.
Right.
You nearly called yourself on, and that's you know,
Angus. How wide should a throat be, Angus? As a throatologist, how wide should a throat be? Put a number on it.
There's no limit to it.
I'm asking you now to put a number.
God.
I'm putting you on the spot. How wide should a throat be? Put a number on it.
My number will be yes.
What about you, Steve?
What was his number?
Yes.
Yes.
No. I thought, well, that's interesting. What do you make of throats that belong to other people? This is... Wait! In the 1970s, of course, right? Because you're attached to your throat. You've told us about that. Right, in the 1970s, everybody used to go to throat-swapping parties, right? That was a thing. People used to go to a party, put their keys in a bowl, and swap their throat with someone else's. Wouldn't they go up to the bedroom? Wouldn't they swap throats, come back down and... You know, so are you against that, Angus? I mean, are you attached to your own throat particularly, or would you entertain the idea of swapping your throat with someone else's?
I'm fine with that. I think the more throats, the merrier, John. I thought I was quite clear about that.
Yeah, but I wasn't sure whether or not you were particularly... It was your own throat.
Well, you should listen harder.
Yes. Man-made or cyclical throats? I mean, do you believe in man-made throats, or is it just a consequence of the body's natural cycles?
It's a type of throat, isn't it? I don't mind.
Right. You're happy...
Any throat is good.
Well, Steve, let me bring you back in there, because that's an interesting... point, isn't it? A lot of people are throat deniers in many ways, and do say that throats are man-made. Where do you stand on that, Steve?
God.
Are you all right, Steve?
There's a bit of leakage. What was the question?
Never mind. Let's move on to the history
man-made,
of it.
Man-made.
Oh, okay.
All of it.
Let's think about when throats got first introduced in this country, a bit of the history. Of course, Sir Francis Drake brought them over from the Caribbean, tobacco, potatoes, throats, and he gave them as a gift to Queen Victoria, as we know. She had the throat put in. popularised them. That's why we all have throats today. Angus, you must thank Drake for that. You must look back on that and think it was something that changed the way we behave as humans.
Well, yeah, I'm very grateful that happened. If we didn't have throats, we'd all be like Steve right now. And listen to him, he's a bloody mess. Listen. Listen to him go right there.
You're right. Hang on.
Lizzie.
You're right, Steve.
Talking sense.
All right. Yes?
That's fine.
Okay.
I think Steve is going to die.
Angus, you're calling for more throats. I know. The government have put a figure on it. They've said 40,000 more throats by 2018. The question, Angus, who's going to pay for it? Who's going to pay? Taxpayers, is that what you're saying?
Yes, taxpayers. I'd happily foot a large amount of that bill just to get more throats out there.
Would you, Angus?
I would.
Would you? No.
Yes,
no.
I just said I would.
Let me finish the question.
God!
Would you say that one throat is enough per person? Would you say two throats, side by side or on top of one another? Which?
Oh, that's a long question. I'd say about five
throats.
Well, it's a long throat. Diagonally across.
You put the throats diagonally across.
Yes.
Interesting. What about you, Steve? In terms of, was your throat just a normal vertical throat when you had it taken out?
Yes, it was normal vertical throat.
And what sort of speed was it? And I ask that for this reason. The government have announced this very afternoon. There are plans for high-speed throats now. This is going to make food go down quicker. It's going to cost the country billions. What's your thought on that, Steve?
Well, it was kind of run of the mill, sort of not fibre optic or anything. Yeah. It kind of paid balls.
Yeah.
Don't know, rubbish.
Sweden. You about these trials they're doing in Sweden?
Yes.
Right. Let me tell you. Anyway, the children in Sweden, like you, Steve, it's quite interesting. They don't have throats. Children in Sweden have their throats removed at a very early age. It's a procedure called a throat incision. And what they do is they remove the throats from the children, and that has reduced child obesity because none of them can eat anymore.
Because most of them are dead, I'd imagine.
Well, they are dead, and again, that has reduced child obesity. There aren't any fat children because they're all dead because they haven't got throats.
That's quite sad.
What? Dead?
Yeah. You all right, Steve?
Fine, I think. I don't know. Where am I?
And there we must leave the debate. Could you sum up the debate for me in one word, Angus?
Something sexual, I'd imagine.
Thank you, Steve.
Oh, God.
Right.
Jugulum.
There we will leave the debate. Thank you very much. How interesting. Do we need throats in this day and age? That's the question we're asking, of course. We've got wheelbarrows now, haven't we? And those free sewing kits you get in hotels. Why do we need throats? 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you'd like.
I'm John Holmes, and you're listening to Talk Radio. That was the big debate.
Talk Radio. Dial up some dialogue.
Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Taking care of business on Talk Radio with Exporting is great. If you're a small or medium-sized business owner, you can't afford to miss Talk Radio's expert guide to exporting. From market research to resource management, logistics to local lingo, get essential advice on expanding your product or services overseas. Taking care of business on the Paul Ross Full Set Breakfast on Talk Radio. Take the next step towards exporting. Visit great.gov.uk. The demand is out there. You should be too.
Right now, at the Perfume Shop, save £13 off the RRP on a 30ml bottle of Paco Rabanne Lady Million, just £29.99. Visit us in-store or shop online at theperfumeshop.com. The Perfume Shop, 25 years of making perfect scents for Mother's Day. Offer while stocks last, valid from the 23rd to the 26th of March.
Ella's one-handed stir-fry.
My friends used to say, when you have your first kid, you'll always have your hands full. I had triplets. Now I've only ever got one hand free at the very most, so I've had to learn to do everything one-handed, even cooking. I have mastered the stir-fry. I take fresh veg, pork marinated in hoisin, and noodles, then stir it all into a wok. Easy. It's delicious enough to have again and again and again, and simple enough to do while I'm playing peekaboo.
Find Ella's one-handed stir-fry recipe online or in-store. Food Love Stories. Brought to you by Tesco.
When Ollie found a hole in his work boot one morning, Screwfix were already open with a brand new pair in his size. When Tom realised the handsaw he had wasn't right for the job, Screwfix were right around the corner with something a bit more powerful. And when Colin ran out of guttering, Screwfix's click and collect got him back to work in no time. 500 stores nationwide, all open early till late, and click and collect in as little as 1 minute. Screwfix, here when you need us.
eBay has every kind of car part for everyone, from beginners to the real experts.
Well, that just stopped them squeaking.
Brake pads.
And that's the engine sorted.
Motor oil.
And that's the handling taken care of.
Alloys and tyres.
And that means I've saved myself a few quid.
12-foot snooker table for the spare room. Shop eBay's unbeatable selection of car parts and accessories. The ultimate fix the car like a hero shop.
Let's talk about you. The I'll walk tomorrow you.
Mm.
But go on, please. I'll have a second helping you. The give us a minute, love, you. The heart disease you. So how about the enough is enough you? Start the fight back to a healthier you. Join over a million people who've taken the One You health quiz. See how you score. Search One You.
Talk Radio, traffic and travel.
No change for the M61 in Greater Manchester. If you're south, you can't leave and join the East Lancs Road. That's because of an accident. Problems for South Yorkshire's M1. If you're northbound, the main carriageway has been closed at Junction 37 because of an incident. So you've been diverted by the slips, and all traffic on the southbound side has been held as well. This is near Huddersfield. Cheshire's southbound M6 remains heavy after early problems between 19 for Knutsford and 18 for Middlewich, and a breakdown on the M1 in Bedfordshire is causing some southbound delays around Junction 12 for Flitwick. I'm Jarena Adams.
Two homes from the top 10% and bottom 10% of Britain's wealth divide.
We were spoiled.
I don't think we're brats.
Are swapping houses, budgets and lives.
We are entering the posh area.
We'll see how the other half live.
Don't understand how we're going to do anything.
Reveal another route to happiness.
It's where the people I love live. It's where I want to be.
A new series, Rich House, Poor House, starts Thursday, 30th of March at 9 on Channel 5.
The mother of all talk shows with George Galloway.
He's back
on Talk Radio.
Listen up, comrades of the world. Unite.
Our glorious leader, George Galloway, returns to the UK airwaves with the mother of all talk shows.
The switchboard is lighting up.
Controversial conversation and cutting-edge current affairs comment with the notorious B-I-G-G. Listen, this guy's a nightmare. He's not a great guy, folks. The mother of all talk shows with George Galloway. Friday night from 7 on Talk Radio.
I did not say that.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Good afternoon. It is Talk Radio and I am John Holmes. A lot of your reactions coming in to today's big debate. Of course, do we need throats? You may have one. You may have one right now. But do you need it? That's the question we're asking. What if? Why? What do we need it? Steve is on the line. He's had his removed. He sounded fine. Why do we need throats? We've got wheelbarrows now and those little free sewing kits you get in hotels. So what on earth do we need throats for? That? Well, what's coming in, Courtney?
Lots coming in, John, on this subject. Very divisive. John, if you get rid of throats, I will be out of a job. That's coming from Loz. Thanks, Loz Enges. We at the Ulster Unionist Party are very sad about Marty McGuinness's death. I think that's to do with this, because throat ulcers are a thing.
Thanks very much indeed. Your reaction's very welcome. 87222.
Start your message with a word.
Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message.
Now then, let's kickstart a kickstart. Or up the arse. So on the programme, what we like to do is help our fellow man and woman and transgender. And however you identify, we would like to help you. Especially if you've got a crowdfunding project on the go, a Kickstarter, if you will. Begging for the public coin. What we do is give a platform to the hopers and the dreamers to come on here and promote their Kickstarter project. Maybe you've had an idea to invent a new animal. Half crocodile, half tiny little shih tzu dog. Called a croc of...
No.
Croc of dog.
No.
Croc of dog. If you would like to get in touch with your Kickstarter project, come on the radio and talk about it. 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
Talk Radio.
Start your message with any word you like if you want.
And one such hoper and dreamer is on the telephone now. She's called Annabelle. Hello, Annabelle.
Hi.
Hi there. Now, so tell us about your Kickstarter project, because I think We've not spoken to anyone who's promised, who's made the bold promise that you're making, Annabelle. What is it you're offering?
Basically, we're offering the chance to send yourself metaphorically to space, so you feel like you... we're literally sending either your name or a picture of your face so that you have this image of you in front of the Earth in space and can sort of feel like you're being an astronaut and doing basically what's impossible at the moment.
Yes, right. So when I read this, first of all, obviously it said send yourself to space, and I thought, hello. that's a bowl. NASA need funds. What's going on here? And obviously, you're right. Then I started reading about your idea, which is... I mean, is it... What are you hoping to achieve? Are you just sort of saying to people, right, OK, we can send your image to space or your name to space, but what's your fascination with it, Annabelle? Why are you doing it?
Well, I've always wanted to go to space myself, and a couple of years ago I decided that my dream job in life would be to make art in space.
To make art in space?
Yeah.
Space art.
Yeah.
Okay, I like the sound of that. How does that... how would you make art in space?
I sort of imagined something along the lines of being an artist in residence on the ISS or something like that.
Is there such a position? Because if there isn't, Annabelle, you should be lobbying for that.
Well, there isn't yet, but I'm hoping there will be.
That's a good idea. Have you spoken to anyone like NASA about this?
I've spoken to Brian Cox.
That'll do. What did he say?
Thought it might be possible in the future.
Yeah, well, but anything might be possible in the future. But I'm thinking now, Annabelle, you should be launching a Kickstarter campaign alongside this one to get you up to the International Space Station. That would be, you know, art.
Yeah, maybe I'll think about doing that.
I mean, you have to take all of your stuff with you. What sort of art do you prefer, Annabelle? Is it like painting, sculpture? What's your thing?
I'm interested in illustration.
Yep.
So I like to draw, and I do like painting as well, but I think drawing is my favourite.
It'd be quite interesting if you did paint on the space station, of course, because of the, you know, you've seen the videos of them spilling water, and yeah. Of course the water just floats in the air, doesn't it? What it would do is get rid of the need for a palette, because you could just throw the paint into the air and dip it in the paint as it goes past you in the relevant colours. Just trying to help. So let's park that pipe dream for the moment, because, you know, I think that Brian Cox is absolutely right. It will happen. But this then, so what I give to you is a picture of myself or my name, and you send me to space. How are you sending me to space?
So I'm going to draw the people who pledged for the tier that will send their face into space. I will draw a picture of everyone in a group, like the, I don't know if you've seen the photos of astronauts while they go to space, the group photos they have to promote the mission.
Yes.
So it'll be like one of them, and it gets sent up in a weather balloon, which has a box attached to it with a camera and all the names I will print off or write down, put them in the box.
Yep.
The picture will be mounted in front of this camera so that as the balloon goes up, the camera will film the journey, and you'll have this video of the group of people getting to be astronauts sort of on the journey up to space, and then I'm hoping to take a few still images as well when they're in front of the Earth, so you just sort of look exactly like you're in space.
Yeah. So how do you is it like a limited number? You said it's a box. I mean, is there a limit? I mean, how many people can fit in these shots, presumably? How many people can get involved?
Well, in the picture there'll be myself and my friend, and also I've limited it to 8 people can be in the shot with us.
Okay, and it depends how much you pay for the Kickstarter, because that's how it works, right? As to whether you're in the shot.
Yeah.
Yeah, I see, yeah. Right, okay, so now, I mean, you just tossed off there the phrase, oh, it's a weather balloon, as though you could just pop down to Clinton's and pick one up with happy birthday written on it. It's a weather balloon, Annabelle. Where do you get a weather balloon from?
There's a website called sendintospace.com, and they sell all the equipment that you need for something like this. So there are people who've done similar things before, not exactly the same as us at all, but other people who've sent things into space and filmed them, and most people, I think, do it through this website. So.
Oh, I see. So you can send, because I could send, if I wanted to, I could send anything to space if I was so inclined. And does it always, being a weather balloon, I mean, it goes up how high? Because they're high altitude, these things, aren't they? But what happens when it gets to the top of space?
At the moment, the balloon we're looking at goes up 30 kilometres.
Right. And that is that the edge of space?
It's just before you get to real space, but it's the stratosphere, and it looks like space.
I see, yeah. So in terms of when it gets up, the balloon's up there, it's got the camera, it's got you in a box.
Yeah.
Then what?
then when it gets to this 30 kilometres, the balloon bursts and the parachute is deployed.
Yep.
And from there, it falls back down to Earth. You can track where it will land, though, within 7 days of the launch.
Right. What if it goes what if it goes in the sea? How are you going to get it?
You plan it so that it doesn't.
Okay.
We're looking at launching from sort of the west of England, so that there's a lot of space for it to land in.
Yeah, well, and to fly in. How accurate? How do you pinpoint where it comes down, though? If it's just bursting a balloon, I mean, how is it guided?
It moves in the jet streams and the wind and things like that. And we're going to put a couple of SMS locators in it so that we can track it.
Yeah,
they do it by using SIM cards. So if we use a couple of those, we can make sure that we have signal.
Okay, but if it landed, for instance, anywhere near my house, you wouldn't find it ever, because I've got no phone signal at my house, because the phone companies are rubbish. So I'm wondering how you can plan for where it's going. Because it's at the whim of the jet stream, Annabelle. So it could literally go anywhere, couldn't it? I mean, it could just land, I don't know, anywhere.
There's a website that you can use that predicts weather patterns and things like that. So you can put in the details of how heavy your balloon is, the ascent rate, the descent rate, lots of details like that. And it can predict up to 7 days in advance where it will land.
Right.
Reasonably accurately.
Okay. And then it's your job to just go and pick it up again, presumably. That's
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Well, you're saying pictures of people. I mean, is there anything with people? Because there's a history of this, of course. You know, there was one of the early Voyager probes, of course, went sent long into space, had illustrations of human beings on it. I think there were some Beethoven recordings in there as well, and a sort of map of the universe and where the Earth was, just in case any aliens happened upon it in the future. Which might give them an idea. But, you know, I just wonder if you've got in your Kickstarter project anything to do with the eventuality that aliens will see your balloon and the contents.
This has been mentioned to me before, actually, but I don't know. I think it's unlikely. But if aliens were to see it, then those people in the picture would... They would be what the aliens saw.
Mm. It is exciting, but it's also worrying, because you've got to vet the people, right? Because if you send some ugly people up there, right, in the pictures of ugly people, what's going to happen there is the aliens are just going to go, oh, God, let's wipe that planet right off the face of the universe. So you've just got it. You've got to vet. It's basically you're Donald Trump, right? And you are the gateway to who... It's like a travel ban, Annabelle. Uh-huh. And you are in charge of who can go up in your box in case of aliens. So you've got a big responsibility here, is what I'm saying.
I hope that if aliens do see it, they won't be too judgmental.
Don't send a picture of Trump, whatever you do. Just don't, even if he gets in touch, don't be doing that. I should have said weather balloon. Of course, a weather balloon, you know about the Roswell incident, Annabelle. I'm sure you're familiar with that, knowing about
space. Yeah.
So 1947, in the town of Roswell in New Mexico, they thought there was a crashed spacecraft with aliens in it. The authorities at the time agreed, but then very quickly said it was a weather balloon, right? So weather balloons, all I'm saying, have a long history of this kind of thing, Annabelle. So you're in good company there.
Yeah.
All right. Annabelle, where would we find you on Kickstarter? What are we going to search for should we want to go to space with you?
Look for Send Yourself to Space.
It's that simple. Send Yourself to Space. Annabelle, thank you for talking to us. That is Annabelle. She... will send you to space. She will draw. She's a good illustrator. She's done an illustration of herself here in an astronaut costume. So you send her a photograph, and then she will illustrate you as an astronaut. And she's an artist, so, you know, it's good. So Send Yourself to Space. That's what you're looking for on Kickstarter. If you've got a Kickstarter that you'd like kicked up the arse by bringing it on the radio to promote it, well, look hither. There's a number you can get in touch with, 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
I'll just translate that from the original Northern that the witch is talking in. Start your message with the word talk. Or you can use Twitter at Talk Radio.
Start your message with any word you like.
Start your message with any word you like. You're listening to Talk Radio in the afternoons. I'm John Holmes.
Talk Radio.
And now it's time for Victoria, who has the news.
Thanks, John. There have been mixed reactions to the death of former IRA commander turned Northern Ireland Deputy First Minister Martin McGuinness. Tony Blair says his legacy is as a man of peace, but former Conservative Minister Lord Tebbit has told Talk Radio he'll never forgive him for a bomb attack that paralysed his wife in 1984.
It's impossible. In order to receive forgiveness, the sinner must confess his sins and repent of them. McGuinness quite clearly didn't. He glorified in them. The man is a coward, he's a terrorist, he's a murderer.
It's understood Britain is joining America in banning UK-bound passengers from carrying certain electronic devices on some flights. Planes from 10 airports in Turkey, the Middle East and North Africa have new restrictions forcing gadgets larger than a mobile to be put in the hold. Nicola Sturgeon insists Scotland is being taken out of the EU against its wishes. The First Minister is calling on MSPs to back her calls for a second Scottish independence referendum. Goldman Sachs will start relocating staff from London within the next 18 months as part of a Brexit contingency plan. A senior manager says it will expand offices in the EU countries where it already holds licences in order to serve continental clients when the UK leaves. But the bank insists London will remain a very significant global hub. And Ed Sheeran's managers told MPs that ticket touting is getting out of control. Stuart Camp has told a Commons committee touts are selling enormous volumes of seats on resale websites at inflated prices. The weather, rain for many tonight. Snow over hills in northern England with lows of -1. Tomorrow, rain and hill snow will spread eastwards, clearing from the southwest where heavy showers will develop. Dry mainly for Scotland and Northern Ireland, where there might also be a few wintry showers, highs of 9 degrees. There's more in 25 minutes.
Less. There's more now.
Yeah.
There's more now because it's time for bonus news. Now, the reason we do this, of course, Victoria's bulletins, fully formed though they are, as you've just heard, are small. So it means that we have to make the time up because she gets paid the same. They used to be bigger. So the idea is that at 3:30, we bring you bonus news. Today, it's her favourite. It's animal news.
From aardvarks to zebras, this is Animal News.
Okay, so scientists have discovered a type of parrot which has an infectious laugh that influences the behaviour of other birds. So researchers say the play call of the Kea parrot, which is from New Zealand, puts other members of its species in the mood for fun. And I've got a clip of it.
Have you?
There you go.
That put you in the mood for fun.
Not when I saw Cornelius' face just then.
Wow, that's offensive. What's it called?
It's a Kea parrot.
Is it a flat pack?
K-E-A, no I.
It's got no I.
The spelling.
How does it
no
spell?
Eyes.
The bird does have eyes.
That's got, a great
it's got,
film.
It's got one eye. It's got one eye. Bird.
Moving on.
Bird's eye.
Oh, yeah. And if you want to see a
great
picture
fish,
of great, this kind of bird,
great
it's on my Twitter page, Victoria underscore
when
Bourne, spelled B-O-U-R-N-E.
When you were off, Tanya Snuggs would never use Animal News just as a vehicle to plug her own Twitter.
Well, does she tweet pictures of the stories?
She wouldn't. No.
So there you go. She was not doing as an effective job as I
do.
She could
radio,
not fill
Twitter
my
accounts.
Shoes. I don't have the login details.
It's, no.
Password, Denny.
Denny.
Spelled D-E-N-N-I-E.
So, next story.
A baby lamb has been born with 5 legs in Derbyshire.
Hang on.
What?
Are you sure?
Yes. There's a picture on my Twitter page.
Got a big,
It is a boy.
What?
And he's called Forrest Gump.
Why?
Because the children...
Because Forrest Gump had 5 legs, Cornelius.
So the children of the farmer persuaded their dad to keep the lamb as a pet. And they called him Forrest Gump because they hope he'll
Grump.
Be able to... Gump. Because they hope he'll be able to run free. And in case you're wondering, Forrest's 5th leg is not entirely functional. Yeah. It appears just a tiny
perfect for a family of 5.
It appears to what?
Dangle when it moves.
You alright, Victoria?
No.
I mean, we've been coming up with some great jokes, yet the word dangle is what has set you off.
And my next story as well.
There's one more story.
Yeah. Okay, let me just compose myself.
Okay, and a cockerel dubbed the world's biggest.
Oh, God.
It's so gigantic. Some people watching a video online claim it's a man in a costume. The video shows Merrickly, which is a Brahma chicken, struggling to get out of a coop in Kosovo. And what I find particularly amusing is that, so this story featured on a number of websites, but the Daily Mail author wrote, "With its huge claws and plumes, the animal looks more like a dinosaur than a cockerel."
Where is it?
In Kosovo.
Kosovo.
Kokovan.
Didn't know you had a van. Right, so...
There's a picture of Merrickly on my Twitter page, Victoria_Bourne.
Is that the end of Animal News?
Yeah.
That was Animal News. That's right.
From aardvarks to zebras, this is Animal News.
Next on the radio, speaking of cockerels, we'll go chicken or beef or five-legged lamb because there is a meat souvenir up for grabs. We'll be playing a game, it's a game, not a competition, of Call of Duty Black Ops Infinite Warfare on the radio. The player will receive a meaty souvenir for the time spent on the radio with us. It's coming next on Talk Radio in the afternoon.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
A new kind of talk radio. We'll get you talking.
Don't do the everyday on Talk Radio with the Royal Navy Reserve. Every Friday morning on the Paul Rust Full Set Breakfast, find out what happens when you push an ordinary radio producer from the West Midlands to the limit.
Join me, breakfast show producer Alex, as I step into the unknown and experience what the everyday can't.
Find out where being a Royal Navy Reservist takes him. Don't do the everyday on Talk Radio with the Royal Navy Reserve. Search Royal Navy Reserve.
Selling is just as easy as buying on eBay. List your items for free and only pay when you sell. So there's never been a better time to get on eBay. Private sellers only. Conditions and exclusions apply.
Have I got PPI?
Want to know if you've had PPI? Find out with our free PPI check.
The team at Stanton Fisher recently claimed back over £4,500 for me. This money was invaluable, as I'd been out of work for a little while, and it gave me some breathing space. I did very little, and I got some money back. It was awesome.
So text CHECK to 80800 for your free PPI check.
Have I got PPI.com?
That's CHECK to 80800.
Introducing Domino's new walk-in wins. Buy one, get one free. Any size pizza at any time when you pop in store. And with click and collect, your order's raring to go when you arrive. Two delicious Domino's pizzas for the price of one with new walk-in wins. So just strut in, save time and bog off. Participating store subject to availability. See dominoes.co.uk.
And it's all change in the new season of Formula One on Channel 4. With new rules, faster cars, wider tyres, louder engines, fresh rivalries, quicker laps and closer races.
Race into the unknown. Formula One starts this weekend on Channel 4.
When Ollie found a hole in his work boot one morning, Screwfix were already open with a brand new pair in his size. When Tom realised the handsaw he had wasn't right for the job, Screwfix were right around the corner with something a bit more powerful. And when Colin ran out of guttering, Screwfix's click and collect got him back to work in no time. 500 stores nationwide, all open early till late, and click and collect in as little as 1 minute. Screwfix, here when you need us.
On the 25th of October 2016, the government announced Heathrow as its preferred scheme for new airport capacity in the South East. A national consultation is now underway to discuss what happens next. Go online to find out more. More about what expansion at Heathrow Airport may mean for the United Kingdom as a whole. And more about what it could mean for your own region. And quite simply, to have your say. Search Heathrow Airport Expansion.
Talk Radio, Traffic and Travel.
Traffic seems to be moving better for both sides of the M1 in South Yorkshire after earlier problems around Junction 38 for Huddersfield. At the moment, you can't join the eastbound M56 in Cheshire at Junction 10 from the A49. That's because of a police incident. The northbound side of the M6 near Stafford's very heavy. There's been an accident, Junctions 13 to 14. And then behind that, there's another incident in the roadworks near Birmingham, Junctions 6 to 7, which is making things busy. And delays for the northbound M5 just north of Worcester around Junction 5. I'm Jarena Adams.
Two homes from the top 10% and bottom 10% of Britain's wealth divide.
We were spoiled.
I don't think we're brats.
Are swapping houses, budgets and lives.
We are entering the posh area.
We're seeing how the other half live.
Don't understand how we're going to do anything.
Reveal another route to happiness.
It's where the people I love live. It's where I want to be.
A new series, Rich House, Poor House, starts Thursday, 30th of March at 9 on Channel 5.
Delaney, live at Drive.
This afternoon from 4.
On Talk Radio.
Another packed show where we will respond to all the big breaking news stories of the day. Our trending reviewer will be Leif Arbuthnot from the Sunday Times. We'll be joined by Rosa Price, author of Theresa May, The Path to Power. And Josh Cloudray, our Good Vibes correspondent, will be here to put a smile on all of our faces.
Stop, look, listen to Sam Delaney.
This afternoon from 4.
On Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Good afternoon, it's Talk Radio. I'm John Holmes. And of course, there's much news afoot. Martin McGuinness has died. So-called Martin McGuinness, we're having to call him, of course, like with Islamic State, due to the fact that he was a terrorist. It takes away their power. So-called Martin McGuinness has died. So-called Gerry Adams has been speaking about it in Ireland. So-called Tony Blair has said his legacy, Martin McGuinness's, that is, so-called Martin McGuinness, his legacy would be one of peace, which is ironic coming from Tony Blair, as his is quite the opposite. The news is all very complicated today, though, isn't it?
Oh, I can't get my head around it.
People can't, Cornelius. But it's all right, because we're here to help, and we do that by, of course, taking the news and exposing it to Oriental short-form verse. Five syllables, seven syllables, and five syllables. We present the news in haikus.
Sorry for hate videos. That's okay. Just start paying tax.
The news in haiku. Ask yourself this question, my friend. Why has nobody ever done a first-person shoot-em-up computer game on the radio? The answer is it's because it's a terrible idea and it doesn't really work. However, it's not going to stop us, because once again we present to you Call of Duty Black Ops Infinite Warfare on the radio. It's today's radio game. Getting right involved is Will, who is on the phone. Hello, Will.
Hello there.
How are you, Will?
I'm a bit cold here in Birmingham.
Bit cold in Birmingham, are you? What is it? Are you standing outside, Will?
I am, and it's just hailed.
Okay, it's hailed in Birmingham. Why are you standing outside, Will? Do you not have a home?
Partly that, and I just walked out of an exam, so.
Oh!
I'm having a great day.
What a great way to celebrate the end of an exam than by coming on the radio.
Indeed.
And playing a first person shoot 'em up. And as a souvenir of your time with us, Will, you get to choose a meat based gift.
Oh, fantastic.
Chicken, beef or lamb, or a box of organic veg, because we're not racist, or sausages, because it's a Tuesday.
I'll have sausages, because it is a Tuesday.
Right, done. All right, so what was your exam, by the way?
It was on genetics and proteins. It's not going to be good radio.
Easy, then. A walk in the park, that one.
Oh, yeah.
What was the hardest question, Will?
Calculating numbers of Drosophila progeny based on a number of parent phenotypes.
I don't even know that. God. God. Page one.
Classic Talk Radio listener.
Will, are you ready to play the game, Will?
Yes, I am.
Okay. I'll explain to you exactly how it's going to work. Essentially, there is a first-person shoot-em-up scenario. Allow me to set the scene. Okay, Will, here's how it's going to work. You take on the role of a captain in the US military. Captain Will is your name. Of the US military. Now, the background to this is that some terrorists have taken control of a secret disused Russian missile base, Will, and they're threatening to use it to blow up the world. The whole world as well. Yeah, on the day after Vera Lynn's birthday, of all things. It is your job and your job alone to stop these terrorists. You must fight off a wave after wave of attack as it comes at you, right? You'll be attacked by terrorists, but you'll also be attacked by various people from the news, all right? And there will be some innocent bystanders. But you're going to need to use the following controls, Will. So you need to write these down and commit them to memory. Here are the controls. Shoot. Don't shoot. Jump. Celebrate 100th birthday.
Okay.
Call the Labour Deputy Leader Tom Watson ridiculous.
Okay.
And the final control is do some murders, then go on to broker a peace process. Okay, those are your controls. Depending on what comes at you as the gameplay commences, you need to fire the right control off by shouting it as loud as you can. Is that clear, Will?
Yes, sir.
Let's play good start. Let's play Call of Duty Black Ops Infinite Warfare on the radio. Captain Will, you are standing in a secret disused long Russian corridor. It leads to another secret disused long Russian corridor, which in turn leads to another secret disused long Russian corridor. The power is out. The lights are flickering, despite the fact that the power is out for some reason. There is a smell of cordite in the air. This corridor, Will, has seen a fierce firefight before. You begin to walk forward. Your feet crunch on something crunchy. You look down. It's a crunchy, the chocolate snack that was clearly left here by something that's hungry. Hungry for your blood, Will. Let the battle for the secret disused Russian corridor begin. Here we go! Terrorist!
Shoot!
Terrorist!
Shoot!
Terrorist!
Shoot!
Terrorist!
Shoot!
Terrorist!
Shoot.
Innocent bystander.
Don't shoot.
Terrorist.
Shoot.
Terrorist.
Shoot.
Terrorist.
Shoot.
Dame Vera Lynn.
Happy 100th birthday.
Yes. Terrorist.
Shoot.
Terrorist.
Shoot.
Terrorist.
Shoot.
Terrorist.
Shoot.
Terrorist.
Shoot.
So-called Martin McGuinness.
I'm going to murder people and then broker a peace process.
Yes. Terrorist.
Shoot.
Terrorist. House of Pain's hit single, What Around?
Jump.
Yes. Terrorist.
Shoot.
Terrorist.
Shoot.
Innocent bystander.
Don't shoot.
Unite Union leader Len McCluskey.
I'm going to call the Labour deputy leader ridiculous.
Yes. Terrorist.
Shoot.
Terrorist.
Shoot.
Terrorist.
Shoot.
Terrorist.
Shoot.
Terrorist. Bonus level. It goes faster. Terrorist. 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 Dame Vera Lynn.
100th birthday. Happy birthday.
Dame Vera Lynn.
100th birthday again.
Dame Vera Lynn.
Happy birthday.
So-called Martin McGuinness.
Most people vote for free photo.
Terrorist. Oh, that's Martin McGuinness again, that one, actually. It is a terrorist. Terrorist.
Shoot.
Martin McGuinness.
Shoot slash peace process.
Unite leader Len McCluskey.
Labour leader, deputy leader, ridiculous.
Terrorist. Terrorist.
Shoot.
Terrorist.
Shoot.
Terrorist.
Shoot.
Terrorist.
Shoot.
End of bonus level. Terrorist.
Shoot.
Terrorist.
Shoot.
Terrorist.
Shoot.
Dame Vera Lynn.
Happy birthday.
So-called Martin McGuinness.
I'm going to murder people and broker peace process.
Unite Union leader Len McCluskey.
Called Len
McCluskey. Terrorist.
Shoot.
Terrorist.
Shoot.
Van Halen hit.
Jump.
Yes. Game over. Game over.
What happened?
Very good, wasn't it? That's fast-paced, isn't it?
Oh.
Keeps you on your toes, that. Call of Duty Black Ops Infinite Warfare on the radio, doesn't it?
I'm knackered.
Yeah. Well, Captain Will, let us find out if what your high score was, because obviously you get a high score on that. Cornelius, what's his high score?
It's 87,000.
Thank you. Is that that's going to get him? That's going to get him his choice of sausages, is it?
Finally, my mum might be proud of me.
Yes. It is. Yes, correct. Yeah. Well done.
Well, and you've won some. You got some sausages there. It's a souvenir. It's not a prize. It's a souvenir of your time spent with us on the radio.
I will treasure them for the years to come.
Of course. And what you get to do now is put your initials in like a computer game.
Okay.
So what's going to happen is I'm going to run through the alphabet and just say stop when it comes to your. What's your middle? What's your initials, Will? Three initials? Have you got three initials?
Four. W-P-E-N.
W-P-E-E-M. Right, here we go. Say stop when it gets to the right ones. A, B, C, D, E, F, G, H, I, J, K, L, M, N, O, P, Q, R, S, T, U, V, W, X, Y, Z.
Yeah, stop.
Z, Z. Next one. A, B, C, D, E, F, G, H, I, J, K, L, M, N, O, P, Z, P, A, B, C, D, E, F, G, H, I, J, K, J. All right. And the last one. A, B, C, D, E, F, G, H, I, J, K, L, 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 Z,
ZPJL.
Congratulations, you're 87,000. You won some sausages. Got some sausages. A prize.
Thank you very much.
It's not a prize, a gift. A souvenir. It's a meaty souvenir. Anyway, well done, Will.
Thank you very much.
That was Call of Duty Black Ops Infinite Warfare on the radio. That's what that was. That's what that was. That's just about it from us for today. Just a quick reminder, by the way, thank you for your texts as to what Denny the Boss has asked us to avoid speaking out about on air today. Can't possibly decide what that is. Lots of guesses we had. Of course, what Ash from the James Whale Show likes to do behind the building before the show begins was one of the guesses there. The number of producers Julia Hartley Brewer goes through, that's another guess that came in there. The fact that staff regularly forget that Johnny Gould still presents on the network. What has Denny the Boss asked us to avoid speaking about on air today? 87222.
Start your message with the word
Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you like.
Anything else come in?
Yeah, someone's just sent the word Palvy. I don't know what that means.
Okay. I've got a similar one that says Hardeep. Or the fact that Mr. Motivator was once booked to do a paper review. I've got that as well. No idea what it is. Anyway, happy birthday, Sam.
Happy birthday, yeah. I forgot it was our birthday.
No,
saw that cake. God, it's flashed by, hasn't it, John?
Hasn't it, though?
Hey, Sam.
There's been highs, there's been lows.
Yeah.
There's been creamy middles.
Yeah.
I saw you on the telly this morning.
How did that make you feel?
It was fine.
I saw you on the telly this morning as well.
I couldn't hear it.
Yeah.
Doing a pay-per-view.
Did you have any emotional response?
I was in the gym, you accompanied me as my gym buddy.
As a paper reviewer, did you think I was better, worse, or the same as Mr. Motivator?
Well, like Colin said, the sound wasn't up where I was either.
No,
so
no.
You were basically reviewing
the
papers to a soundtrack of Hard House, it seems.
Yeah,
like.
Well, that's the best way, really, isn't it? I'll be talking about Mike McGuinness, as I was on the television this morning.
Yeah.
But this time, I've been able to prepare rather than
wing it.
Suddenly being dead, and yeah. I'd prepared to say something funny about George Clooney visiting an old woman and old people. So,
yeah.
Next thing you know, Sam, give us your immediate opinion on the most divisive character in Britain who has just died.
Well, we've been referring to him, and you feel free to carry this on, as so-called Martin McGuinness.
Yeah, well,
because
I think
the Islamic State and everything takes away their power.
Yes, it does, yeah.
So that's
exactly.
You're
depriving him of the oxygen of publicity.
Yes, I am.
Even after his death.
Even after he's literally been deprived of oxygen.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, but don't let that fool you, listeners.
No.
So that's it, really. That's what I'm doing today.
Good stuff. Mm. Sam Delaney with you next on Talk Radio. We'll be back tomorrow, 1 till 4 in the afternoons. I'm John Holmes. Good afternoon to you.
Talk Radio.
Join the Talk Nation.
Dial up and Talk Radio.
We'll get you talking.